never mind. I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
All right, we are back live at K-Rock 106.7, the Kevin and Bean Morning Show. We want to thank you guys for inviting us in here.
Absolutely.
Just had a great time.
Absolutely.
And we just have a moment. We had to. We promised the listeners and the viewers. Mr. Clown is in the house.
Mr. Clown.
Hey, yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present for you the comedy stylings of Mr. Clown.
The world's greatest living children's entertainer. Mr. Clown, we don't have very much time. What's your best joke this morning for the KTLA viewers?
Okay, in the third grade, geography teacher asked to the students, how is this world made? Like, you know, and one of them says it's shaped like an egg. One of them says it's shaped square, rectangular, straight like Christopher Columbus style. And all of a sudden, one of them crazy dude says, hey, teacher, this world is made like crooked.
I just know Mr. Clown.
Is he not the greatest? Kevin, I mean, is he like a regular here?
No, we hate him.
Yeah, okay. You know what? We hate him on both medias now.
Yes!
He's conquered radio and television.
And now.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it is Thursday, the...
What is it? What's it? 13th?
15th.
15th. The 15th of March. Kabow Bow.
Good start.
Well, that's what I'm known for.
Sure. I only know it's the 15th because it's one of the days I have to pay bills. That's
yeah,
the
well,
only
true.
Reason I even know.
Mike only knows because it's his birthday. That's why he knows.
So today's Psycho Mike's birthday?
Mike.
Yeah, so the male strippers are coming today at about 7 o'clock. You know?
He's so happy.
He could not be happier.
This studio's going to be chock full of glistening meat.
Psycho Mike having a birthday today. How about that?
Yeah, he called me yesterday about 5 times to remind me.
Yeah.
Kind
of
sad.
Of course he did. Not that I'm suggesting you bring a gift, but just so you remember, tomorrow is my birthday.
It's Mike, so birthday. Okay, bye now. That kind of thing.
So what's going on, everybody? I had the strangest, most elaborate, detailed dream I can ever remember having.
Sex with Mike?
Yeah.
No?
No.
Okay. No. And I almost hesitate to bring up what the topic of the dream was because people will try to read too much into it. But I had a dream that I was in a restaurant, and I was getting up, and I was going over to talk to somebody. And already, it's a fantasy, right? It's crazy.
Right.
Like, A, I'm not in a restaurant,
right.
And B, I'm not going over to talk to somebody. Ooh, Lisa's wearing a ponytail. I didn't see that. And this guy, I don't even know, this guy who's at the bar, turns around. He doesn't know me, but he grabs my arm, and he says, oh, my God, did you hear Bush is out? And I said, what? He's like, yeah, the president resigned. And the reason I say I hesitate to bring it is because people are going to think this is some crazy, like, liberal fantasy. But it wasn't like that at all. It was like total shock, you know, like, and then, everybody clears out and goes and turns on the TV and turns on the radio. And the dream seemed like it went on for like 5 hours, like every possible implication of that happening, you know, all the news coverage on the radio and on television. And then, you know, the NCAA tournament was postponed. They decided not to have the tournament and they went into all that detail. I'm watching all this stuff. And then Ralph is really so happy. He's like jumping up and down because we canceled the thing with Sam today that we're doing for the haircut record. I mean, just like every single thing, like it was like dominoes falling, all the various effects. And then there were so many people who were like, oh, my God, you'd see these interviews of people on the news. And they were like, well, when I heard it first, I was happy because I'm not a fan of the president. But then I thought, oh, my God, Dick Cheney is in charge.
Yes.
And then people were starting to realize that. And it was one of those dreams that seems like it went on for like 4 days of coverage. And I have no idea where it came from. And then everybody was trying to read into it that today's the 15th of March, which is the famous Ides of March, you know, that
right.
That Julius Caesar was killed.
Right.
And, you know, is that the significance? And, you know, everybody was trying to find out who was in the meeting where they talked the president into stepping down. And just went on and on and on. And then I woke up and my pillow was gone.
What? You think there's a relation to that story?
I don't. But isn't that strange, though? I mean, it's one thing to have a dream where you kind of remember one thing, like a big thing. Oh, I had a dream that my basement flooded or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
It is. But when you start remembering all of the detail and all of the implications, it was almost just, it was so real. It's just weird. I mean, I half expected to turn on the radio today and hear, you know, nonstop coverage from the network or something that it had really happened. I just couldn't believe that I had dreamed all that.
I wonder how long it would take most people for it to kick in that if the president stepped down, it would be Dick Cheney. I wonder how long, because that, you know, you're talking about.
He'd be like, yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly. Like Darth Vader stepping in now.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize how happy they are that George Bush is president
yeah,
for that reason
true.
Alone.
That's
you know?
True.
But anyway,
really
it was weird.
Point.
But I just remember how pissed we were that the NCAA tournament was postponed,
yeah, that's
too.
Bogus. I certainly hope they would never do that.
Because, you know, I'm already thinking, I got some games that I'm interested in that are today, you know, starting at 11:30 this morning. And I was just thinking, you know, you get all the, you know, it's a huge production, this tournament that kicks off this morning. And, and just think of all the people who are inconvenienced if they postpone it. It's like that year they postponed the Oscars because President Reagan got shot.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it was.
But
that, it was
but
bizarre.
This is March Madness. This isn't the Oscars.
This is some important, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was listening to a gay talk show host a couple of days ago, and he said he's never heard of March Madness. What's March Madness? What's
everybody talking about? I've heard of March Madness.
I know.
And that's
so
ridiculous.
The person he was talking to said it's NCAA college basketball. It's, you know, they work down to the Final Four, and then they pick a champion. He's like, nah, never heard of it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Never heard of it.
Okay, first of all, I want people to know that Kevin is not using gay in a derogatory term because he didn't know about it. He really is a gay talk show host.
Right. Yeah.
And that may be, maybe he's not a big sports fan, but you think you can't turn on the radio and television your whole life this time of year without finding something about it, even in passing on the news.
If I know about it ever, because
yes.
I could care less.
She doesn't like
about
college basketball.
Sports.
But March Madness, you've had to have heard about it. Even if you're just watching TV, all of the car dealerships, you know, it's the March Madness final 4 days, blah, blah, blah. It just drives me out of my mind.
Wow.
But, we are going to talk to another gay talk show host, and I do mean that in derogatory ways. Former sports guy Money is going to join us on the show today to talk about, you know, helping us fill out our brackets.
Yeah.
So I got all my money on Oral Roberts University, I got to tell you.
Oh, are you? Yeah.
Yeah, they're going all the way.
Yeah,
this is the year.
I'm guessing not, but I guess we'll have to find out. Yeah, today's the beginning of March Madness, and I love March Madness.
How long does it go on?
Not long enough. It should go on for about 4 years, but it actually only lasts about, what, 3 weeks,
three?
I think?
I think it is. I think it's about
like
3 weeks,
yeah. Yeah, but it's 3 good weeks.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing how like, for example, I didn't go to UCLA or USC. They're both in it.
Right.
But I didn't go to either of those schools, so I'm not necessarily all on board with anybody. But you find yourself watching, you know, these teams, like Bean's talking about, Oral Roberts against, you know, Southern Mississippi State or something. You don't have any interest in those schools, but the games are so good. They're so close, some of them. They're just some of the best basketball games you could ever see. You find yourself getting totally excited about teams you could care less about.
And what's awesome about it, there are two things that are awesome. One is, you know, you lose and you're gone. That's an aspect of it where,
sure.
you know, you, and in some cases, you know, like you know, Washington State University, one of the schools I'm interested in, you know, it's been 12 years since they go. They finally make it. And then if they're eliminated today, I mean, that's just womp, womp, womp.
They're all celebratory, and this is the year they finally get in, and then they can just be gone today.
And then the other thing about it is there's going to be some massive upsets. There's going to be teams, you know, that are like, you know, Kentucky or somebody that you expect, or Florida, somebody you expect is going to be great, and they're going to get eliminated early, and everybody's going to be shocked. And then there are going to be other teams like last year, teams you've never even heard of, like George Mason University, you know, in Fairfax, Virginia, that ended up going, I think, to the Elite Eight last year, a school no one ever heard of. That's what's exciting about it.
Yeah, it's a good time. And, you know, last year we did a bunch of stories about how workplaces were upset because people were watching the Final Four of the tournament, the entire March Madness tournament, on their computers.
Oh, right.
Because I think they were showing most of the games live, weren't they? Online? I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think they're doing that again this year. They have a lot of supplementary coverage. You know, of course, there's all the packages you can get if you have the satellite. But, yeah, CBS is offering a bunch of games online, too.
So,
which is exciting.
And last year they were saying they were cracking down, you can't do it. This year I've seen a lot of articles. Alex, our assistant producer, was showing me one in the other office where business is just giving up. They're just saying they're going to watch anyway. So go ahead, but, you know.
Do they put it in big screens?
I don't know. I wish they would. I'll tell you, if you go to Vegas, it's a completely different situation because if you go to Vegas right now, first of all, it's 100% guys.
Oh, yeah.
For the next three weeks.
Sure.
And strippers. And second of all, they bring the big screens all over the place. So if you're in a casino, you could look to the left and see games on a big screen. Look to the right. They're in the pit. The
no
big screens
kidding.
Are in the
they
pit.
They bring them in there?
Yeah, they're on the posts as you walk through the casinos.
Wow.
They're everywhere because everybody wants to see it.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it was awesome.
Lisa, you need to do what we've tried to get Kevin to do in the past and get him to pick a baseball team, you know, to root for, to so he have some interest in the sport. You need to go through and you need to check out the brackets and find a team that can be yours. You know, maybe it's like Jackson State. You know, somebody you've never heard of, but that's my team. I'm going to see what they do.
All right.
And
I
then tomorrow you'll have to pick another team.
Because my team will be out.
Yeah. No, that's the other part of it is if you gamble, you're and you don't know most of the teams, you're obviously invested more in all the games.
Sure.
You're excited if they win, where otherwise, gambling really is the key to life, is what I've found.
It's what makes it fun.
Life is boring, and then you put money on it, you got yourself a good time. Even if it's something you would have formerly hated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the key to it. I actually got an email, and I think we may have to try and try and talk to this K-Rock listener, but he was suggesting that you root for the schools based on the hotness of the chicks that go there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good way to do it. So anyway, yeah, we're going to talk to Money today as March Madness gets underway. Very excited about that.
Cool.
Let's take a bet on how many of the games Money has money on.
Well,
let's wager on what he's betting, how much he's betting on the whole, on the tournament, how many different games he's going to be interested in the outcome.
I'm going to go with all of them. That's
yeah,
my guess. Also on this board, oh, wait, you know what? This just in. I'm sorry. I just I forgot that I have this from a K-Rock listener, and I wanted to get to it first thing.
Hello, amigo. I'm the kid of banana, and I've come to say bananas have a president.
Banana?
Okay.
Come on.
Also on today's show.
Yeah!
That's going a long ways, right? I mean, that's a long slide for an out right there.
Yeah. I think Lightning has tapped into something in people with being there on the scene when we lost Anna Nicole Smith. Now people seem to be really like rallying behind it.
Yeah, which is really odd, if you ask me.
Anna.
But everybody seems to be doing it. This morning, also on the show, we're going to talk to Gene Simmons.
Oh, great.
And he's going to be talking about the Wizard World Tour that's coming to Los Angeles this Friday through Sunday. They got a new Kiss comic, which I think it's important to Kiss comic because it's physically bigger than any other comic has ever been. Physically.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true? I don't know anything about it.
It's like a gigantic piece of paper comic is what it is, yeah.
Well, it all comes together. This is Gene Simmons. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Gene.
Physically, my penis is more big than anything else that's ever been seen.
It's more big.
And that's why I made my comic book bigger than anything else that had ever come across this world.
All right.
And my hair's naturally this color.
Of course it is.
A lot of 60-year-olds have that shock of black hair.
Also today, we're going to talk about the museum, Psychiatry and Industry of Death.
You can't say it like that, dude.
What?
What's it really called?
Psychiatry. An industry of death.
An industry of death.
Like that? Right. And today's the day we set the record, ladies and gentlemen. The Armenian comedian going to be cutting hair. He's going to cut more than 250 heads of hair between now and tomorrow morning at this time. He's going to kick it off in about 18 minutes. And Ralph is on his way down there to Cal State Fullerton. No, Cal State Long Beach. I apologize. And he's going to be there all morning long. He's going to do a showbiz from there. He's going to be hanging out with Sam, the Armenian comedian. They're going to be laughing, slapping each other on the back, telling each other jokes. Those two get along famously.
Well, they're like brothers. I mean, they really are. You can't separate them. And when they get together, look, just stand back, man. The hilarity just flies.
And the other thing that we haven't mentioned yet, because we're bad and we forgot, is that you can watch it on the webcam.
Oh, that's right.
You can go to krock.com, and we have a webcam set up in the actual salon.
Oh, that's what I'm going to be doing this
morning. And you can watch and listen to what's going on down there.
Yes.
So that's good times. You know, that way Sam can really entertain the masses live all morning.
Of course.
Without the smell.
As well as cutting hair. I don't know that the smell won't come through. We haven't tested
it
yet.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's that bad? Okay.
Yeah. So you go to krock.com. You can actually watch what's going on there starting at 6 o'clock this morning. And we will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat Neck.
Ralph Garman in location at Cal State Long Beach this morning at the, what's the name of the place there? Electric Hair is where you are this morning, Ralph?
Yes.
I'm at Electric Hair. Two right, chairs, no waiting.
And we will be checking in with Sam, the Armenian comedian, just after the top of the hour as he attempts to break the world record for most haircuts in a 24-hour period. In the meantime, the show must go on. Time for a first look at the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Well, Britney Spears has found a new reason to leave Promises Rehab Facility.
Oh, no.
She wants to leave 2 days early so that she can attend Kevin Federline's 29th birthday party.
They're awfully chummy, those two.
Well, you know, rumor has it the two are trying to reconcile, and I'm sure there will be no alcohol present at Kevin's party, so an excellent place for her to go. Word is from the inside of the treatment center, she's not that into therapy, quite frankly.
Is that right?
Or the antidepressants they would like to prescribe for her, and she misses her babies. She's told her family she wants to be with K-Fed at the Los Angeles nightclub where he's going to be having his party, so.
So she wants to get out of rehab so she can go to drink at a nightclub.
Well, not necessarily drink, but she definitely wants to be at the party. She is saying that she'll be leaving 2 days early to attend, actually. 2 days earlier than they would like her. In fact, people at the facility, close to the people in the facility, say they would rather have her stay even longer than her original stay was meant to be. She needs some more work done.
Yeah, they should keep her full time as well. They should never let her out.
Meanwhile, Misha Barton gets Rookie Party Girl of the Year award. The New York Post says while she was out with friends this week getting her groove on with Beyonce, Madonna, Nelly, she was at a nightclub. I guess she had a few too many cocktails and maybe her lady lumps were bumping too much or something because she had to run outside to the front door and barf all over the sidewalk.
Oh.
Jeez.
Wouldn't have been so bad if there hadn't been several smokers standing outside there trying to light up outside the club, and she hit their shoes.
Oh, God.
Poor smokers just can't get a break. They're forced outside, and then she runs out and throws up on their shoes.
Witnesses say Misha wiped her mouth and went right back into the party. God bless her. That's my kind of girl. Speaking of my kind of girl and booze, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas was taken off a Virgin Atlantic plane because she was too drunk to fly.
Wow.
What is going on?
Supposedly, they were the whole Black Eyed Peas gang was supposed to fly from Los Angeles to the UK, but she was held back. Apparently, Virgin Atlantic decided she was falling all over the place, had to be supported. She was in no state to fly, they claimed.
It's always fascinating to me when this happens, and you see a couple of stories a year where something like this happens. All that's really required of a passenger who's flying is just to sit in a seat. It's not like you're being asked to do math problems or anything. You just have to sit there and just not move.
But
that's all you have to do.
Some people are obnoxious. Some people, that it brings out, you know, the loudness, and that's, I think, what they probably don't want to deal with.
The flight was delayed for about an hour while the staff removed her luggage from the plane. Then the rest of the band boarded the flight and took off. The hardest part for people was how incensed she was when she was prevented from boarding the plane. Apparently, a source tells the London Daily Mirror newspaper, she couldn't believe it. She was drunkenly ranting at the staff but could barely string a sentence together. It was very embarrassing. So Fergie may be bedmates with Britney Spears before we know it.
Excellent.
Angelina Jolie picked up her fourth child just mere hours ago in Ho Chi Minh City. There's an orphanage there where she picked up a little 3.5-year-old boy named Pax.
Pax.
All right, then. Yeah. Pax Skin Jolie. So that's the new one. It's her fourth kid, and she's going to get one from each country. So
that's her goal, just one from each country?
She's got the collection going.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, Brad Pitt is into her and stuff, and, you know, who wouldn't be? But at some point, don't you say, you know, baby, stop. You know, it's enough. You can't get tired of the old one so fast that you need a new one every 30 days.
It's not like they don't have the money to support him, so I guess you could have as many kids as you want.
Isn't there a time factor involved? I mean, at some point, you have too many kids to really kind of be with, it seems like.
I think Angelina is raising her own army to take on the forces of Darfur.
Could be.
So she can fight for those people over there.
Jimmy Kimmel was talking about this last night. I thought it was very funny.
Angelina Jolie arrived in Vietnam late last night to pick up her newly adopted child. See, this is why I always adopt Chinese. Vietnam does not deliver. But the three-year-old boy this kid, he's a three-year-old boy. She and Brad Pitt are going to raise him. Was living in an orphanage on the outskirts of Ho Chi Minh City. He was abandoned at the hospital as an infant. And Angelina says that she fell in love with him the minute she saw Jennifer Aniston playing with him. And that is...
See, because...
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, Tom.
Nice.
Redford. Heather Mills says her artificial leg was not a factor in deciding to compete on Dancing with the Stars. She didn't consider it one way or the other.
Excellent.
Portley says she just wants to take a risk and go out on a limb.
Oh!
Thank you, Psycho Mike. Somebody's listening. And you know, these superhero movies are just huge. And there was talk, perhaps at one time, that Jake Gyllenhaal might take over for Tobey Maguire in the role of Spider-Man. Well, it looks like that's not going to happen. The New York Daily News reports that Jake Gyllenhaal is currently being considered and in conversations to star as Captain Marvel in the new movie Shazam, based on the famous comic book superhero.
So that's the one with Gyllenhaal. Shaquille O'Neal?
No, that's Kazam.
Kazam, yeah. All right. Different movie. Sorry.
Different movie. Shazam is Captain Marvel, big dude in a red suit who flies around much like Superman.
Okay.
Does Jake seem like you're the resident comic book geek, Ralph. Does he seem like a good good match for that character?
No.
Okay.
No, because Captain Marvel's like Superman. He's a giant, you know, strong-looking guy. And Jake Gyllenhaal, although a fine actor, seems a little slight to me.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, you know, people said that exact same thing about Tobey Maguire when he took on Spider-Man, too, though, didn't they? They said he's just so girly, but he pulls it off.
Well, Spider-Man was always sort of a more acrobatic, you know, more in terms of being how they were drawn in the comic books, he was more sort of a slender, acrobatic figure. But Captain America is supposed to be a big, powerful Superman type guy, and I just don't see Jake Gyllenhaal pulling it off. Although the studio that is producing Shazam, I think it's Warner Brothers, New York Daily News says they're going to spend as much as $200 million on the film. So.
Wow!
Damn. It's a pretty big gamble if the guy's not right for it. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Rockwell. I think somebody's watching him.
Is that the dude that sang that song with Michael Jackson? Is that the one?
Somebody's watching me.
Wow. I think that was Ralph's joke, actually.
He's 43 years old today. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
See, Ralph wasn't just suggesting that somebody was watching Rockwell. He was suggesting that because he had the song called Somebody's Watching Me.
Right, I got that.
I was just asking if that was Michael Jackson singing on it.
That's Rockwell.
It was, yes.
Okay.
Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. Well, he's not really Sugar Ray anymore. Now he's more the host of the Pussycat Doll reality series. He's 39 years old today. Mark Hoppus, our pal from Blink 182 plus 44. He's 35 years old today. Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas, who right now saying, where's Fergie? He's 32 years old today. Joseph Kahn of Linkin Park is 30 years old today. Eva Longoria, Desperate Housewives, turns 32. But the reason you got up this morning was to celebrate the birthday of Fabio.
Yes.
Fabio, 46 years old today. He's having a party later tonight and has been requested to be held in a goose-free zone. Because remember what happened that time with Fabio on that roller coaster with those geese?
I believe, Ralph, the Kerouac microphones were there. Very sad.
Very indeed. Mike. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
First, it's time for a Guinness World Record to fall.
And now we go live to Cal State Long Beach, where Sam, the Armenian comedian, is attempting to break the world haircutting record.
Ralph Garman live, Cal State Long Beach.
Guys, you can feel the excitement in the air here at Electric Hair at Cal State Long Beach. I don't know if you can hear the swarms of people outside the front of the salon here just waiting for Sam to get underway with his first haircut. Hold on, Sam. We're not officially starting yet. We'll let you know.
We can't hear anyone but you, Ralph.
Oh.
I thought I heard some cheering, a little bit of cheering in the background for people who are outside. You do have a crowd is what you're saying, Ralph.
We do. We've got a crowd of people who are getting ready to get their hair cut by Sam. Our first victim is in his chair. His name is Sean. He's got a ponytail, and he told Sam, just take it all off.
Oh.
Just take it off.
Wow, that's a serious haircut right there. Now, let me bring folks up to date. The way this came about somehow is somebody found out that there is a current haircutting record in the Guinness Book of World Records. An Italian stylist by the name of Christian Petrillo cut and styled 250 different heads of hair at a place called Nico Style Hair Salon in Hamburg, Germany. And, you know, how did Sam find out about it? Or did we call him and tell him there was a record? Or what was the deal? Does anyone remember?
Well, yeah, as you know with Sam, it's always spotty in terms of the information you get from him.
Yeah.
Apparently, he caught wind from someone that there was a world record for cutting hair. And he knew once he heard that he had to add that to his lengthy resume of achievements.
So you're at Cal State Long Beach, Electric Hair. It's a University Student Union, South Plaza, Level 2. You're going to be cutting hair for the next 24 hours. In an attempt to break the Guinness World Record.
Yes. Sam, why don't you get up to the microphone here? That would be that silver thing there that's plugged in. There you go.
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sam, are you ready to take on this massive challenge?
Absolutely. I'm so hopped up and jacked up and ready to go.
He's hopped up and jacked up, fellas. You heard it here first.
Okay. Okay. I have a couple things I wanted to say to Sam before we get started here. One is, Sam, you have a problem with your potty mouth at times on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I'm just going to tell you right now that if you try to pull any of that nonsense on us today, we're pulling the plug on the whole thing. You'll never be in the Guinness Book of World Records because we will pack up and Ralph will walk out the door if you say a bad word on our air. Do you understand that?
Bean, I appreciate your effort, but Sam can't hear a word you said.
It wouldn't matter anyway.
As is K-Rock's way, the setup this morning is technically perfect.
Excellent.
And, Sam missed that entire question.
Right, tell Sam that he has to, that we figured it out. It's 10.9, so basically it's 11 haircuts per hour.
Can you hear them now, Sam? Okay, there you go.
All right.
It's 11. It's 11 haircuts per hour you have to take.
That's no problem.
No problem.
No problem.
All right.
Hey, Sam, now that you can hear me, what did you do to prepare for the potential loss of sleep? To stay awake for 24 hours would be difficult enough without also having to do something as athletic as cut hair. Did you rest up a lot yesterday to get prepared for today?
I rest up, and also I'm going to do a hot towel facial manipulation on my scalp and face to be refreshing again.
Nothing wakes you up like a nice hot towel.
Hot towel.
That's true.
Isn't it kind of gross to have to touch yourself, though, Sam? I mean, you're you.
Oh. Well, if you touch yourself above your neck, you're okay.
I see. Okay.
Yes. Okay. That's what it is. All right.
Now, Sam,
right.
Are you high right now?
No, because I didn't want to get high today because I didn't want to feel sleepy at all.
Plus, you got people's lives in your hands. You have sharp implements.
Do we have a nurse down there, Ralph, or some type of medical help?
Is there any medical professional here present? Do we have a nurse standing by?
No, we don't need all that. Yeah, right,
Sam.
We don't
need
all that.
Right, but we just because the Guinness people demand it.
I'm worried that your pants are going to fall down while you're working, Sam. You seem to be pulling your pants up a lot today.
Yeah, well, I forgot to put the belt on.
Yeah, so I don't want to see your pants come down.
Well,
I will have to borrow his belt today.
Somebody needs to give him a belt because he can't be pulling up his pants for 24 hours. That'll slow him down.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ralph, how about a brief pre-haircut interview with Sean, the man with the ponytail? I'd like to hear what he's thinking here this morning.
Oh, you're asking for a lot, Bean. But we'll do what we can. Let me see if we can get the microphone and headset moved over to Sean. Are we good there, Sean? You can hear us?
We're good. We're
all
good.
Right, Sean. Bean wants to know what possessed you to get your hair cut by Sam, the Armenian comedian, today.
I saw it as a sign. I had a ponytail for a while and been thinking about cutting it, and then you guys just came on and talked about free haircuts, and I thought it was a sign.
How do you find the ponytail works for getting chicks?
Well, I'm married, so it doesn't matter too much.
So, in other words, you just disappoint your wife rather than all women.
Yeah.
Because really, the ponytail in 2007, that's not...
Yeah, unless you're on The Sopranos, there's really no reason to be wearing a ponytail. All right, well, Ralph, we're going to let you kick it off and let Sam put scissors to Sean's head and officially start the clock on 24 hours, which is what we hope it will go to set that world record.
I've got 6:10 right now. Is that what you guys have in the studio?
I have 6:12:30.
I've got 6:11.
All right, then. Let's call it 6:11 and a half, then.
All right.
We'll split the difference. Sam, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
24 hours from now, you're going to be in the Guinness World Book of Records. Can you hear the enthusiasm of the crowd outside?
I hear like five.
And go! All right, Sam is grabbing the ponytail. Oh, that's where he's going first. Oh, it's gone.
Just cut the whole thing right off.
Oh,
wow. He is fast.
A lot of hair coming down.
Okay, next.
No,
I don't think it works that way.
He's not finished?
There. Okay.
Hey, by the way, I want to bring this up because we haven't talked about this much lately, but when we had on the representative from the Guinness Book of World Records, he told us, if I remember correctly, guys, that Sam has to cut all the hairs on the head, right? He didn't just like trim above the ears and then say, you're done. You got to actually cut around the whole scalp.
Yeah, it's an entire haircut. And I think that's going to go really well.
What was the official decision on using clippers or electric shears?
I think he has to use scissors. I mean,
well, he's using electric shears. Is that a problem?
Well, didn't we tell him on the phone?
It's okay to use the shears, but he must use scissors.
He has to use both.
He has to use both.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
By the way, you can go to krock.com again. The link's actually up now. You can go to krock.com and watch Sam butcher people.
And it's a terrific video. I'm watching it right now. And Sam seems to be in an extremely leisurely mode, Ralph. Will you confirm?
He is taking his time. I think the first one out, he just wants to get his feet wet and just see how things go.
When you run a marathon,
Sean has 666 tattooed on the back of his neck. Wonder he's rocking the ponytail.
When you run a marathon, you don't want to sprint at the beginning, Bean. You have to pace yourself.
I have to say, it looks like a nice haircut.
Well, yeah, but you know Sam, so what's the chance of that?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of shocked, frankly. He's still cutting.
Are we all watching him cut hair? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Yeah, we're at krock.com.
I got you.
So Sam's cutting hair.
What did you expect he was going to be doing,
right
Kevin?
Now
he'll be doing that potentially for the next day.
So make sure you go to krock.com for all the exciting footage.
This is quite a
sometimes
use
you'll
technology.
Be cutting like a blonde.
Right.
Sometimes you'll be cutting a blonde. Sometimes you'll be cutting a brunette. You don't know what's going to happen. It's crazy. It's like March Madness, quite frankly.
Now, Ralph, I haven't seen him use the clippers yet.
The scissors, you mean?
Scissors. Is he aware that he has to use the scissors?
Let's find out. Right. Sam, do you know you have to use scissors at some point? You're aware of that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. That's good. Just thought that
was not yet in scissor mode.
Just thought that would translate into something in action, but no. Somewhere Al Gore is regretting inventing the internet. Mm-hmm. If this is the way we're using his technology to watch an Armenian guy cut hair at 6 o'clock in the morning, then we're off the rails already. All right. Well, fantastic, Ralph. It's a real honor to be part of a Guinness Book of World Record here today. And you're down at Cal State Long Beach. And I guess we should mention again that you're in the second level of the Student Union building. And you don't have to be a student or anything like that. It's free for anybody to come on down, get a haircut, and get a free K-Rock t-shirt, too, for getting it done. If you can't make it down there, go to krock.com. We'll check back in with Ralph in a little bit. 6:35, Sam the Armenian Comedian breaking the world record, the Guinness World Record for cutting hair. And he's on haircut number 5, which, by the way, puts him right on target, people.
What is up with that? Who knew he was good at anything?
I'm watching it at krock.com right now. He's down at Cal State Long Beach. He's at the place called Electric Hair in the second level of the Student Union. And he's cutting his 5th head of hair right now. And like you said, Kevin, if he keeps going at this pace, he'll be in the Guinness Book.
We figured that Ralph could be on his way back by about 6:30, but so far, no.
It's funny because it seems leisurely the way he's doing it, yet he's managing to get it done in time. It's incredible. So we'll check in with Ralph from there in just a couple of minutes. By the way, tomorrow, maybe the biggest Kevin and Bean show of the year. Impressionist Frank Caliendo is going to be here. He's the guy who does John Madden and George Bush and all those great impressions. Penn Jillette on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
Psycho Mike, we missed your birthday by a day, but Boss Rutan is going to be here tomorrow from the IFL. We got that on the show. Kevin, we're going to be talking to the creator of VoteForTheWorst.com. They're trying to screw with American Idol by making sure that the worst singers stay on the show. And
I like
yes,
that.
Sanjaya, still in the running,
I
still
like
has not been eliminated again after last night.
And I'd like them to turn their eye to politics as well. I'm going to ask them to do that.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa, just for you, from the movie Premonition opening up tomorrow, Julian McMahon joins us tomorrow morning.
I love him. Very exciting.
That's a hell of a show. I got to tell you, that may be too much entertainment for little old Kevin and Bean. That's what I'm saying.
Nothing for the brown man, Bean? Nothing for me?
Well, you had yours last night, Dave. And I wanted to ask the King of Mexico to stop by here today because the King had a big night last night and had one of our number one questions of 2007 answered. And we'll get to that in a moment. Dave, tell us what you're doing last night.
Last night, I hung out with your wife at the Max Factor Close Off Our Back fashion show.
Really?
This is a charity deal where celebrities get up and they walk a runway and then they auction off the clothes that they actually wore and then the money goes to charities,
children's
right?
charities, yes.
Okay. And what was your job for the evening, Dave?
Yeah, what were you doing there? You're not exactly a runway fashion kind of guy.
Well, Kate was walking the runway.
That's what I actually do after I get out of the show, you know, is dress chicks.
Yeah, but seriously.
Actually, I did nothing but party and have a good time and
watch
the show.
You were backstage, were you?
No, I wasn't. But so we just watched the event last night.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was there, Dave, that you had the opportunity to spend some time with?
The bestest, most beautiful person in the world, Kristen Bell.
Veronica Mars.
TV's Veronica Mars nice. And Dave Sanchez sitting
really?
In a tree.
Dave loves himself the Kristen Bell.
He sure the hell does.
She is the greatest person in the world, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Better than Jesus?
Pretty cool.
Better than Jesus. Jesus has nothing on her.
Wow.
And she's way hotter than him, too.
So, Dave, I know how you are. I know how you kind of freeze up when you get around girls like that. In fact, here's the tape of one time that we had Kristen on the show. Dave, we're going to give you the last word with Kristen Bell.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Kristen, for coming on the show with us.
Thank you, Dave.
I love you.
I'm in love with Kristen Bell. Thank you, Kristen.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye now.
So last night was your big night. You'd never met her before. How'd you do? Did you crack up? Were you all right?
Well, just remember, Bean, when I did that interview, I didn't have vodka. So
well, that's true. That is liquid courage for Dave. When he drinks hard, he turns into crazy man walking across the street claiming he's a deputy. So, you know.
Well, I didn't drink hard last night, but I had a couple of drinks.
Okay.
You know, I was smooth.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
No, but you know, I introduced myself, and she
Now, wait a minute. Was this before, during, after?
After.
Afterwards, yeah. Okay. And you went
at the after party. You know how we do it.
Sure.
So, so I introduced myself, and
she looked at her security guard, and he said,
"Did somebody order Mexican?"
Exactly.
So it was kind of dark, and she's looking at me like, "Wait, who are you again?" And right. I'm like, "Dave from K-Rock, you know, King of Mexico." And she goes, "Oh, my God." She just jumped into my arms.
No,
I kid you not.
No.
Gives me the biggest hug in the world.
No.
And I'm like, "Oh, my God." I'm like, "Yes." Woo-hoo.
No, no, no.
And then I thought it couldn't get any better. Then she turns to me. Wow, this is a bad part. Where she goes, "Kevin," who's her boyfriend. She goes, "Meet Dave. This is the guy I sent flowers to." And I went, "Oh, my
what?
God. It was you." She goes, and she got offended. She goes, "I can't believe you guys didn't believe I would send it to you."
Well, we had her on recently. We talked to her about Dave again. And the next day, some flowers showed up at K-Rock.
Yeah.
And they said they were from Kristen Bell. But we said, what are the chances, really?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all thought that it was either one of us, or it was a listener, or it was Jimmy Kimmel, or somebody just playing a prank on you because they wanted you to think that Kristen Bell sent you flowers, and it couldn't possibly have been her.
Or her publicist,
thought that.
Yeah. Maybe.
I thought it was her publicist or her people.
And I actually did go to her publicist and said, "Thank you so much for sending me flowers. You know, I really appreciated that." And she goes, "Oh, no, it was all Kristen."
What?
I was like, yeah!
Wow!
Now, when you approached the publicist, did the publicist say,
"Did somebody order Mexican?"
She did.
So you said to Kristen, so you found out from Kristen Bell personally that she's the one who decided to. How awesome is she, by the way?
Oh, she is the best.
And then when she introduced me to you, how shocked were you?
I almost punched you, Kevin.
But I'm actually her boyfriend. Is a weird
Dave,
thought.
tell me about the other man. And by the way, it's pretty rude for her to show up with another guy when you're going to be there. But how is he? He's got to be a tool, right?
No, he's actually a cool guy. You know?
Really?
Yeah, he's a swim teacher.
She just needed some backup. She just needed, because she knew she was going to fall hard. She needed somebody there for her, like security.
Right. These words came out of her mouth. "Dave, I adore you."
Oh, you're so happy right now.
Now he's going to be impossible to live with.
King, for a long time, your MySpace photo has been you and Catherine McPhee from American Idol. Is Kristen Bell going to be the new MySpace photo?
His camera didn't work.
No.
Oh.
So we're taking pictures, me, Donna, and Kristen, and then she goes, "All right, it's just me and Dave."
Right.
So we're taking pictures in the...
And she said topless.
The photographer is like, "I don't know who this schmuck is." So I just one picture. And she's like, "All right, one more." And then right when he's about to take it, she gives me a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, my.
And he didn't take a picture of it?
Oh, yeah, he took it.
Oh, he did.
And I was like, this is the greatest picture ever.
At any point did the photographer say,
"Did somebody order Mexican?"
Of course he did.
Everybody was saying that by the end of the night. You know?
Yeah, sure.
It's hard for us to translate this to people on the radio that don't know Dave, but he... worships Kristen Bell. Like, I was watching Veronica Mars before it was even on the CW. I mean, he just loves her so much. He talks about her. He collects photos of her. I mean, this had to be like one of the biggest nights of your life last night.
It was probably the biggest night
of my life.
Did
you get the photos from the dude?
No, they're going to mail them to me because it was like the picture service or, you know.
Yeah, whoever they hired to do it.
Yeah, whoever they hired.
I wonder how many people they told they were going to mail photos to that night.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kristen Bell kissing you on the cheek, you'll never get the photo.
No, Kristen said, "I'm going to make sure you get them." And she even promised, since I always say, "Why do you hate me, you know, because you never come in?"
Right.
Because I promise I will come in the next couple of weeks.
She's going to come into the studio because of Dave?
Because of me.
Wow. Well, she is awesome. I mean, the word on the street on Kristen Bell is she is just one of the, you know, nicest, most down-to-earth, awesome, you know, people out there. And obviously, she's terrific on Veronica Mars, too. But when an encounter like that in person where, you know, you have these expectations and to have them not only met but exceeded, Dave, I mean, that's a special night.
Yeah, it really was just... an awesome
the word
you
on the
die happy Dave.
I could die today and I'll be happy.
The word on the street is that Dave is the gayest man alive because he's never, I mean, he's always got these crushes that he can never follow through on. He's not a closer, actually.
Right.
So that's my thinking on that whole
your
thing.
Your gayness does not define you.
Right.
Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
That's true.
That is true. Well, congratulations, Dave.
Thank you. Being
wow.
To you and Donna.
I'm
thank
so
you
impressed.
So much.
How about
you? And to Kristen. Yeah, it was an awesome night.
She turned to her boyfriend and said, "Loser."
And her boyfriend turned. Ralph Garman is at Cal State Long Beach this morning at the Electric Hair, second floor of the Student Union building. And Armenian comedian, I'm looking at him on KRock.com, still on track to beat the world record. Am I right, Ralph? He's on haircut number 8 already.
Yeah, we're about 40 minutes into the attempt, and Sam is in the midst of his eighth haircut, which puts him on pace for about 10 an hour, which is just about what he needs.
Wow.
Unbelievable. That's amazing.
I am shocked that he has not already quit to go smoke out in the parking lot. I got to be honest. I've never seen him be so dedicated and tenacious about anything before, but we'll get a complete update as we try to get him into the Guinness Book of World Records next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
You know, if you're too drunk to sit in an airplane and buckle up and fly somewhere, you're pretty drunk.
You're too drunk.
Virgin's
yeah.
taken off of Virgin Atlantic airplane because she was too drunk to fly.
Fergie.
Apparently, when she got to the gate, she was falling all over the place, had to be supported, according to a source that talked to London's Daily Mirror newspaper. She was in no state to fly. Fergie was there with the rest of her Black Eyed Pea bandmates, and they were supposed to be going from Los Angeles to the UK. Her rest of the band got on, but Virgin Atlantic said Fergie couldn't do it. Apparently, they had to delay the flight for about an hour while her luggage was removed from the plane, and the rest of the band boarded the flight, but she was left behind. A source told the newspaper she was drunkenly ranting at the staff when she was told she couldn't fly, but she could barely string a sentence together. It was very embarrassing. Now the Virgin Atlantic air staff knows what it's like to work with Kevin in Las Vegas.
There's nothing funnier than somebody who's too drunk to argue trying to argue.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Britney Spears wants to leave Promises treatment facility 2 days early so she can attend Kevin Federline's 29th birthday party.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Word from the inside is that she's not too into the therapy they've been giving her or the antidepressants. She misses her two babies, and she's told her family that she wants to be with K-Fed at the LA nightclub where he's going to have his birthday party. Reportedly, she's got a brand new addiction, too, while she was inside.
What are you talking about?
Britney's now addicted to Coke. A cola.
Okay.
According to the
really?
Staff, according to the staff at Promises, and this comes from TMZ.com, she is downing up to a case of Coke every day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
A case. They say the caffeine rush isn't making Brit any better a patient. She's very demanding, a source told Star Magazine. She refuses to pick up after herself, and she asked the staff at Promises if she could hire a maid. I think she's maybe missing the point of what you're supposed to do when you're in rehab.
And I'd like to have somebody sit in rehab for me, and I can go.
Just someone just take notes for me. I can do like the rehab for dummies version. Speaking of alcohol, Woody Harrelson got into trouble at a local L.A. nightclub. Apparently, he was a little juiced, and he tried to leave a bar with a drink in his hand. The bouncer told him, "You can't do that, sir."
Right.
Reportedly, Woody smashed the glass against the wall and hit the bouncer.
That was just unpleasant.
Well, wow.
His buddy Owen Wilson was with him, and Owen tried to calm Woody down, but apparently Woody Harrelson flipped out on Owen Wilson and started hitting him.
Jeez.
Like partying with Omar. Jennifer Garner's about to go where no actress has gone before. According to Star Magazine, her director and buddy J.J. Abrams might cast her as Mr. Spock's love interest in the new Star Trek movie that he's working on.
Hmm. Oh, that's
so
cool.
She might get some work out of her relationship with JJ. And along the lines of science fiction and comic book movies, Jake Gyllenhaal is reportedly in talks to star as Captain Marvel in Shazam, the movie based on the famous superhero. Okay. You know, Captain Marvel at one time was a more popular superhero in America, sold more comic books than even Superman.
What does Captain Marvel do? He's strong like Superman and fights crime, or what?
He flies like Superman. He's strong like Superman. He's got a cape and the whole nine yards.
So it's Superman,
basically.
Okay.
But he's from Nipton, though. That's the difference.
Hey!
Nipton? Or whatever, I'm saying. It's as close to Superman as Superman can be.
Yeah. Reportedly, the film will cost $200 million to make, so Warner Brothers is hoping that the franchise will be as big as Superman and Batman has been for them. This is according to the New York Daily News, so we'll have to see if it takes off. I don't know. I think he's a good actor, but I don't know if he's got what it takes to play Captain Marvel.
No kidding.
It is amazing.
Captain Marvel. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, it's just amazing. When the comic book trend started, when Spider-Man came out and then all of a sudden all these other comic book movies started being made, I thought, well, that's going to, be how Hollywood is and how fickle audiences are. They're going to make comic book movies for a couple of years and it's going to be over. But it seems like they continue to come out. They continue to be huge. I mean, look at Ghost Rider, for instance, right now. And they got the Fantastic Four 2 is coming out this summer. The Spider-Man 3 is coming out this summer. It seems like there's still an endless appetite for these comic book films. It's really a surprise to me.
Everyone says you can trace it pretty much back to 1989 when Tim Burton made the first Batman film, and that was a huge blockbuster, and that's when everyone started buying up comic book properties to make feature films out of. And, of course, as you mentioned, Spider-Man and then the X-Men. And
sure.
It's really, I mean, these are no longer niche movies for comic book geeks. These are mainstream Hollywood blockbusters, and so they're putting some money into Captain Marvel now. We'll see what happens. See, Captain Marvel was a guy, it's a little kid, and right. The kid says the magic word Shazam, and he turns into Captain Marvel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's clearly gay.
So I think Jake Gyllenhaal could play the skinny little kid, but I don't know if he could play Captain Marvel. We have to get Psycho Mike an audition. today's celebrity birthdays. Mike, is it your birthday today?
It is.
Yes.
I heard a rumor it's Psycho Mike's birthday. Yes. Happy birthday, Psycho Mike.
Thank you, Ralph.
Also, singer Rockwell is 43 years old today. Rockwell had the one-hit wonder, Somebody's Watching Me. That was him. He's 43 years old today. Singer Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray. Well, not really. He's now the host of Insider Access Hollywood Today or whatever that show is.
A lot of bad stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe it's Extra. And also, it's his show.
No, there you go. He's 39 years old today. Mark Hoppus from Plus 44 and Blink 182 is 35. Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives turns 32 years old today. Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas is 32 as well. Joseph Hahn of Linkin Park turns 30 years old today. And Terrence Trent D'Arby, remember him?
Yes.
No kidding, sure. Really?
This is the dude who said he was going to be bigger than the Beatles. How'd that turn out for you, Terrence Trent D'Arby?
What was his big...
He's 45.
Wishing Well.
Wishing Well, yeah.
Wishing Well was the first one, then Sign Your Name was
Sign
the follow-up
name.
After that. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Good stuff.
Brett Michaels of Poison is 44 years old today. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is 52.
Wow, this is quite the day for Mike.
And, of course, Fabio.
Yes!
Yes!
Now you're talking.
Fabio, legend of not only romance novel covers, but also of substitute butter. And I remembered if it was as if it was yesterday when Fabio was riding that that roller coaster and ran into that Gus. Remember that? Yeah, that hurt. Fabio's 46 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's a big, big day around here, people.
State Long Beach, where Sam, the Armenian comedian, is attempting to break the world haircutting record.
Ralph Garman on the campus. How's it going?
I'm telling you guys, no one is more surprised than I am that at just a little under an hour into the event so far, Sam is just about to start haircut number 12.
12? Oh,
well,
my God!
He is well on pace to break the record, which is not only shocking, but a little disheartening for me, which means I might be here longer than I expected.
Let me bring folks Sam up to date who maybe...
Listen to that. Proud. Yeah.
Let me bring people up to date who maybe haven't been tuning in the last week as we have hatched this idea. The record right now was set on June 18th, 2004 by an Italian hairstylist named Christian Petrillo. He cut and styled 250 different heads of hair at the Nico Style Hair Salon in Hamburg, Germany. Sam found out about it. He said, I can kick that guy's ass. He said, I'm going to cut 251 in 24 hours. And as Ralph described, he is right now on pace. And I couldn't be more shocked because I've heard Sam tell jokes and he sucks. I've seen him do children's entertainment as a clown, and he sucks. I've heard his band play their music, and he sucks.
How dare you?
Yet somehow, the dude can cut hair.
People see.
Not only can he cut hair quickly, but I'm telling you, as I'm watching people leave the chair, he gives good haircuts.
Yeah, they're happy with their haircut. I saw number eight. I saw the chick number eight gave him a hug.
Wow.
That's Amber. I've got Amber here with
excellent.
Us. Kevin, Amber was the one who actually gave Sam a hug after her haircut.
Amber?
Yes?
Did you know who you were hugging?
Yeah.
Are you going to go back and take a shower?
Yeah, with Amber, Sam.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to burn those clothes. There's no question about that. But second of all, what brought you down to electric hair at Cal State Long Beach to get your haircut this morning by the Armenian comedian?
Because I needed a haircut.
Free.
No, I wanted to meet Sam. Come on.
You didn't. No one wants to meet Sam.
Yes.
Okay, you know, like, I saw Ralph, and he's just so hot, I had to come
down. That makes sense.
I mean, Mr. Garmin. Mr. Garmin.
I did hear Amber flirting with Sam while she was in the chair, however.
Oh, no. She's just toying with him.
I'd love a bob, but my husband wouldn't like that. I'd have to come home with you tonight if I got that haircut.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, dear Lord.
You know, what's shocking about this, Amber, is that, you know, we have a lot of different people on the show. We get a lot of feedback, a lot of reaction through the email and the Afro line and stuff. We get 100% hate for Sam the Armenian Comedian. 100%. I mean, there's never a positive email. There's never a guy who says, hey, that guy's really funny, or hey, I like it when you have it. So that's why it's so hard for us to believe that you wanted to come down and meet him.
That's why we keep having him on, by the way, because we get such positive response. So, Amber, you like your haircut as well.
No, I totally like it.
It looks really good, guys. I'm telling you, he actually has some talent for this.
He has a talent.
No,
talent.
No, this goes against everything I know about the world.
But I have you know, he hasn't let us down, because although Sam is here and he is doing this for his own personal publicity, trying to make himself more famous,
right.
He is also asking everyone to tip him as they leave the show.
No, he's not.
Yeah, it's the good old Sam we know and love.
No, you don't ask for
present,
tips yes. when you're breaking a record.
He's got a tip jar there on the table.
Sam, it's getting full. It is getting full, you
really?
Guys. He got a $20 tip by somebody.
Oh, for
unbelievable.
God's, you know, he put that $20 in.
Hey, we are all watching this at krock.com, too. We are actually web streaming this entire event today. I'm watching Sam cut haircut number 12 right now down at the Electric Hair. And it looks like, Ralph, as the camera moves around a little bit, it looks like you got a crowd of people that are lined up in line ready to get their haircut next, right?
We've got a couple dozen people who are lining up to get their haircut by Sam, the Armenian Comedian. These people either knew something I didn't. They knew that this guy would have a talent, or they're all just dirt poor students who
yeah.
need a free haircut.
They just need a free haircut, that's all. Now, can Sam talk to us?
Yeah, we got Sam mic'd up.
Sam?
Sam, you can hear the guys, can't you?
Yes. How are you guys?
Put the microphone in front of your mouth, Sam.
Here.
You're making the record?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, it's great that we're talking to you at this exact minute, because you are 59 minutes in. You are almost complete with 1 hour right now, Sam, toward the 24 hours Woo! That you're going to be cutting hair down there today. And you are on pace, ladies and gentlemen, to make an appearance in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most haircuts in 24 hours.
Sam, I got to be honest when I tell you, there isn't one of us. There's not one of us. And I'm the one who loves you and supports you. There's not one of us that thought you would make it an hour.
Yes, listen, the reason I know is I used to say to myself whenever I used to cut hair, I said, I'm the fastest Madonna. And then,
what?
You know what? It happens.
You're
today.
The fastest mother now.
Is that what he says instead of cursing now? I hope.
Yeah, I'm glad.
He's
I'm
actually
glad
watching
that.
His mouth today.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because you said you're a fast hair cutter, and wow, what a perfect record for you to go for. I mean, if you can keep this pace up, I mean, it's an hour in, Sam. How do you think you're going to feel at hour 10 or hour 20?
I'm going to be more rejuvenated because I don't even feel tired at all.
Yes, Sam will be more rejuvenated by that.
I love it when I feel rejuvenated.
Sure.
Now,
okay.
Sam, I do have to bring up one concern. I've been watching you at krock.com, and it looks to me like you're just using the electric trimmers, that you're not actually using scissors.
Who says so? What do you think I've been using this lady's hair for?
Yeah, he's got scissors in his hand now. He's working on number 12.
I know he does, yeah. But I've seen like five haircuts go by where he didn't use scissors, and I thought that...
Yes,
that...
I did. Ralph, tell him.
I haven't really been watching that closely, but he's using scissors now. I know that much.
Brandy,
okay.
Can you tell him that I was using scissors?
Is anyone actually watching, Sam, while we're breaking this record attempt?
Well, just does.
He's using scissors. He's using scissors.
All right.
Okay.
You guys
all right,
need
well,
to be nice.
No, we don't.
And the real reason I came down was because my daughter is named after Sam. Her name is Samantha.
Woo!
Oh, Amber, you have so many issues.
What? Yeah, you do.
And let's I have her, Sarah and Sabrina, too.
Let's get her straight to a psychiatrist and put her out of her misery.
We need to check her in next to Britney Spears is what we need.
Exactly. All right. I'm impressed, and you can watch it at krock.com, or if you're in the neighborhood, you don't have to be a student to stop by the student union on the campus of Cal State Long Beach. Sam, the Armenian Comedian, ladies and gentlemen, into his second hour as he attempts to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records. Fantastic work down there, Sam.
This really is proof positive that there's too much internet if we have time to watch this guy cut hair. That's bad news. All right, Ralph, we'll check in with you in a few minutes. Thank you.
All right, guys. All right. Given the music, I'm very excited to welcome back on the program one of our all-time favorites, talking about the Wizard World happening at the Convention Center this week. And ladies and gentlemen, he is the demon himself from KISS, the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Gene Simmons joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning,
you guys. Thank you for giving me the clap. Thank you.
Well, it's not the first time you've heard that, is it, Gene?
No, you know, that's a famous story about that. Mark Storace, who used to be the lead singer, I know these things, of a band called Crocus back in the 1800s, came from Malta, which was off the African coast, you know, an island where Napoleon was sent to, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And so he spoke in halting English, and on the first tour of America, he literally, this is a famous classic rock and roll story, got up at the end, and they were surprised that they went down well, because it was a fairly decent band, and he actually said to the audience, thank you for giving me the clap.
Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Gene, I was happy to have you back on the program, and the one thing I'll say about Gene Simmons is there's never a time of the day or night, any week of the year, that you can't run into Gene and he's got something new cooked up. He's always got...
talking about my good looks, too. What's this about?
Well, we're going to get to that in a second here, Gene. We're pacing ourselves here. You've always got about a million balls in the air, that's what she said, and one of them is the Wizard World that's happening this weekend. This is at the Convention Center. Now, tell us what you've got going on with the Wizard World, Gene.
Well, this weekend, Paul and I, on Saturday, are going to be appearing at the Wizard World Convention at the L.A. Convention Center to debut, literally and physically, the biggest comic book of all time. It's just been certified by the Guinness Book of Records. It's about 3 feet tall, literally.
We have a guy cutting hair for 24 hours trying to get into the Guinness record book, and Gene just goes, make it bigger.
That's it. He's in the book.
It's difficult to cut hair and be the biggest, because then you'll get smaller and smaller. So you got to grow the hair.
Wow, make it bigger.
You grow the hair to be the biggest of it. You don't cut the hair, that gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
So a 3-foot-tall comic book is what you're talking about.
It's a $50 comic book, and you can log on to kissonline.com to see the covers and all that stuff, or you can go to genesimmons.com and click on and do all that stuff. And Paul and I will be there signing copies and just, you know, basically pressing the flesh and saying hello to the fans. This summer we're also going to be doing maybe 3, maybe 5, no more, outdoor, you know, sort of, come and see us blow up everything there ever was shows right in the middle of the heartland, Wisconsin, you know, places like that. Get out there and whip it out.
Stay in practice.
Sure, sure. Now, about this, the comic book, I mean, the beautiful thing about Kiss is they are, you know, a real-life comic book. I mean, you look at them, and they look like a comic book, but you guys go way back. I mean, you were the guys in the first ones I know of back in the 70s who actually put your own blood into the ink that made the Kiss comics, right?
Way before Fall Out Boy did it on their posters as an homage. I know you guys speak French.
Sure.
Sure.
We did that pretty much because it was dumb, and there's no bigger, dumber guys than we are.
Well, that's true.
That when you're really in touch with your dumbness, you are the coolest of the cool, which really means, translated, you avoid words like credibility, what does it all mean, where is this going, do I have my mother's hips, and you just survive like cockroaches while all the rest of the bands who were involved with cool and credibility disappear from the face of the earth.
So if being dumb is cool, then I win.
You are the hippest cat in the world there, Kevin.
Because then you don't have to play the smart game or what's the fashionable one and stuff like that. You completely avoid it, and everybody competes against each other to be fashionable and cool, and then they all live and die and go away very fast.
Yeah, those hip bands that last 20 minutes, and now here you are 30 years later. In fact,
the reason, by the way, they disappear very fast is because they're looking at each other. It's like lemmings who follow each other right off the cliff. And, you know, I think everybody means well, but you really can't. You've got to do what animals do. Pee on the ground, say, this is my territory, this is what I do. It doesn't matter what anybody else does. So we've been stubbornly, and perhaps brilliantly, in retrospect, over the past 34 years, decided to wear more makeup and higher heels than your mommy ever did, and simply said a long time ago, this is who we are, and this is our cool. It doesn't have to be anybody else's. And you know what? I'm having meetings with DreamWorks about Planet Kiss, a CGI $150 movie, and we're opening a Kiss theme park, and just way beyond. So while all the rest of the bands are still trying to figure out how to stay in the record business when there are no record business anymore and record companies don't exist, we're building our own world, baby.
Sure. Hey, Gene, you don't care whether you're ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I would imagine, right?
No, because I can buy and sell them 10 times over.
This is Gene Simmons on the line.
I don't mean that in a, by this disrespectful way.
No.
It just isn't American, you know, because America's of the people, for the people, by the people. And it doesn't matter if we're in or out. It's just, I think, a crime that, you know, for the longest time, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, you know, the bands that really changed music weren't in. And all kinds of bands, Jethro Tull and, you know, God bless him, and, you know, all the other bands kind of went in without even blinking an eye. But mm-hmm. the biggest problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is nobody ever asked me. Did anybody ever ask you?
No. I mean, no. I guess they got a blue ribbon panel or something that makes those decisions, I guess.
Now, there are about 20 people, journalists mostly in New York, who decide what gets into the heartland. You know, if you love Springsteen, you're in. If you like, I don't know.
Anything else, you're not.
Yeah, anything else, it ain't.
Right.
But it's not about liking. We have more gold records than most of the bands who are out there. We have who's approaching 30.
Sure.
And there are bands in there with one gold record. So, I mean, terrific. It's good for them.
Now, here's what I
don't really think it has the credibility. There's that word again.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use that. Here's what I love about Gene, that he talks like this, and then he does this TV show that's coming out a week from Sunday again on A&E. It's called...
What do you mean, March 25th, Gene Simmons Family Jewels?
Yeah, I was just getting to that, yeah.
That's the one.
Family Jewels, and that show rules because his partner, not wife, but partner, and son...
I have no partners.
Just mock him endlessly. And it's very fascinating to see Gene get put in his place by his family.
Well, actually, in real life, that's exactly what happens. The king of all beasts, the lion, actually goes out and kills all living things. And then it comes back to its lair. And it allows its little cubs to crawl all over it and bite its tail. But when it does get back up, something's going to die.
Gene, did I hear correctly that you and your beautiful Shannon Tweed are both getting facelifts on one of the first episodes of the new season of Family Jewels?
Well, since you're asking, it's all been filmed. It's all been done. It happened about 10 weeks ago. And we filmed the entire thing, including putting the tube up my schmeckle for drainage.
Oh, you know? No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no. It's real.
I don't want to see that.
We'll see it on the broadband and blah, blah, blah. And we're going to, you'll see it all.
I was surprised that you were.
You know why you never read about me in those trash magazines?
Right.
The ones that women pick out, and it is women. Just trust me. I don't remember the last time I picked up Star Magazine.
Okay,
right.
It is about women, because two things are in those magazines. One, who's got cellulite, who's breaking up with who. Two is, who gets caught, you know, with a stripper in the hotel room and a blah, blah, blah while they're married. So my life's an open book. I don't hide anything from anybody. And that includes faceless. And if I don't want to wipe my ass and walk out in public, I'll do that too. I don't care.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. I was just so surprised that you of all people to be getting a facelift in lipo, because I thought that you thought you were perfect just the way you were.
I actually was, and the God's honest truth is the producers came to me and said, would you consider a facelift? You know, get rid of a little bit of the jowl thing. I'm going, these beautiful jowls. And I sort of went, sure, why not? You know, sort of like a BAM moment, you know, out of, oh, God, it's not called Asshole, but it's called...
Jackass?
Jackass.
Jackass,
yeah.
You know, sort of a Jackass moment. Yeah, why not? I don't care. You know, this is a good guy, by the way, a friend of ours, Dr. Ryan, and he assured me I wouldn't have the windblown look. Just it'll look kind of like well-rested. I went, sure, I don't care.
Why not? And all right, let me...
Shannon said, you're not getting in there by yourself. We both went in at the same time.
That's romantic.
I'm going to watch it. Hey, listen, I know you got to go. We got to go.
Oh, come on.
Wizard World.
Who's bigger? If you found a doctor that could make your schmeckle twice as big, wouldn't all the guys line up and go and get it?
I'm surprised you haven't invented the KISS penis enlargement surgery, to be honest, Gene. I'm expecting that.
Time,
hey, let me recap for people. Gene Simmons from KISS on the line. Wizard World happening this weekend at the Los Angeles Convention Center. You can meet him there Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 at the KISS Comic Group panel room. And then you're doing your own thing from 4 to 5, too. Go to wizarduniverse.com for details. Family Jewels, Season 2 debuts Sunday, March 25th at 9 on A&E. Gene, you're the best, man. We love having you on the Kevin and Sean K-Rock.
GeneSimmons.com. You're right.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Congratulations to Dee Ashley from Newport Beach. She won tickets. I'm sorry, she didn't win tickets. She got the CD from Nine Inch Nails. She got the DVD from Nine Inch Nails. And she qualifies for the drawing that we're going to do tomorrow morning to send somebody to Norway for a very, very chilly spring break to see Nine Inch Nails.
It is the ultimate spring break. Nine Inch Nails in concert in Oslo, Norway. By the way, tomorrow also on the show, please make plans to join us. Not only with the Armenian comedian, hopefully be entering the Guinness Book of World Records by setting the record for most haircuts. That's going on in Long Beach right now. Julian McMahon is going to be joining us from Nip Tuck and the new film Premonition. Impressionist Frank Caliendo on the show tomorrow. Penn Jillette is going to be here. The owner of the IFL team, the LA Anacondas, Boss Rutan, will be joining us. And voteforthewurst.com tomorrow, too. They're the ones who are trying to screw with the results on American Idol, which is just hilarious to us. So all of that tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock.
Check it. Yeah. First, Matt Money Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. What is Bean picking the promos now? I've got a great world tour. Let's send him to Norway.
That sounds awful, right?
It is funny that we're sending you there for spring break. I will tell you, it's not necessarily the first place that comes to mind.
Can you accompany them as a chaperone, or have you been banned from that nation?
He's not allowed.
No, yet. I'm allowed to come back. Sure,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Those charges never even stopped.
Is that when you almost got run over by a train?
It is, yeah.
Excellent. Bean almost got run over by a train there, too.
I almost got killed in Norway, yeah. Hey, former sports guy Money, now Extra Sports 570. Today's a, I guess technically the NCAA men's basketball tournament has already begun because they have that one win-in game, right? So technically one game's in the books. But today is Tournament Thursday. Today's the big day for college basketball fans, right?
Yes, you have 16 games today, 16 games tomorrow. It really is the two best days of sports if you're a basketball fan. Well, even if you're not a basketball fan, the tournament, I think you talk to people and they say just because there's so much packed into so little time, it probably is the best event of the year.
It is. Well, you know, when you get to football, each week, you know, a team either wins or goes home. Here you got 16 a day of that going on.
Yeah.
So there's that desperation from both teams and a lot of times teams that you just could care less about. You don't know anything about the school. The game is so fascinating, you just love watching it.
No doubt. I mean, look at last year. George Mason, the Cinderella team founded by slave owners, built on slavery. The entire nation got behind
them. Yeah, let's go. Go. And ironically named the Patriots, too, by the way. This is the kind of day, for instance, if you're a Bruins fan, and of course, you know, UCLA is one of the most storied college basketball teams in history, but you wake up this morning and you go, wow, there's a team from Weber State? Where the hell is that? That's who UCLA is playing today, right, buddy?
Yeah, Weber State, Ogden, Utah. The tournament committee this year got it kind of silly. I think they were kind of laughing at each other, wearing their fancy chrome-tip belts when they were putting these brackets up.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, Ben Howland, the coach of UCLA, is an alumnus of Weber State. You got the Stanford Cardinal versus the Louisville Cardinals. And there's like a lot of that in either the first or second round where coaches are playing their alma mater, players where they transferred out of could meet up with their old team, things like that.
Is that because the committee is drinking, most likely?
I would imagine so. I think that, well, you know, they always like those People magazine stories. Well,
right.
Ironically enough, they meet in the first. Well, it's not ironic. You put them there.
That's interesting. Now, this year, more than ever before, it is easier to see all the games you want. Isn't CBS offering up a bunch of stuff for free online this year?
They are, yeah. It's called March Madness On Demand, MMOD, and if you sign up, it's free. You can watch all 56 games, they say, prior to getting into that 8-16 round. They will put up for free online, and I think they even have like a little button that says boss. So if you're, you know, not doing your job and watching games at your desk, you just click on that button. It returns to what your screen was and silences your volume.
They do. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
That is
really
awesome.
The Lord's work.
You know, but I was reading an article yesterday. Assistant producer Alex found it, and it's, you remember last year they were saying that they're going to crack down. You can't watch it at work. Everybody's going to get in trouble. This year it seems like there are more companies that are finally just giving in and saying, hey, it seems to be a great time for everybody. Let's just figure out how we can get around it. And they're not so upset about it.
I would make it casual dress Thursday. I mean, those sales dudes, you know how it is. They're running around freaking out with two brackets in their hand, yelling about the upsets that they picked. Just embrace it.
You know, we're talking to Matt Money Smith from Extra 570 right now. Of course, works on the Lakers station. And I wanted to ask you this, Money. Do they make any kind of adjustment to the professional schedule to allow for people to be able to watch college basketball? Because who's really going to be watching most of the pro games tonight, for instance?
Yeah, well, not in the first round. What they'll do, though, is when it's the championship game and the Final Four, you'll see a severely reduced schedule. It's just like the NFL and championship football. You know, they try to stay out of each other's way. But I think because, you know, they got a season to play and there's, you know, 30 teams in the NBA, they can't put everyone off. So
right.
they may just try and, you know, forecast who are going to be some crappy teams and make them play tonight and
now,
tomorrow.
Now, I follow the Lakers. I follow the Kings in hockey. But I don't really follow college basketball. This year, is there a team that's probably going to win it all, or do you have any idea how it's going to go?
Well, I guess there's a couple ways you could go, Kevin. If you want to watch the best individual player in the tournament,
right.
This kid, Kevin Durant, out of Texas, is probably the best freshman I've ever seen play basketball.
No kidding.
He's that good. He's like 7'1". He's like kind of like a Dirk Nowitzki, but he's black and athletic. So he's really good.
So he's nothing like Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes, nothing like Dirk Nowitzki. So there's that. If you're on the God Squad, you got options. Catholics have Boston College, Holy Cross, the Crusaders, of course, Notre Dame. If you're a fundamentalist, you have Oral Roberts. They have dudes named Caleb and Moses on their team. Of course, Moses, the deliverer of the Hebrews from slavery. So you have options. I mean, you can kind of pick your team and roll with them.
But, I mean, if you had to pick a winner, is this one of those years where you easily could, or it's no possible way?
Never. It's madness. Mark Madness.
That is part of the fun of it, is that a lot of times the favorites do lose, and then you have no idea what's going on.
Right. And, well, the one seeds this year are pretty good. Kansas, who their coach, by the way, Bill Self, you have to watch at least one of their games because he has the best rug in the tournament. I mean,
fantastic.
It's a really good rug. But they tend to choke. I don't know what it is about Kansas Jayhawks. They tend to choke every year, but they have the most talent.
How about Bruins? How about Trojans? How do you feel about them with their? I think that we're relatively assured they're fine in the first round. But how deep do you see them going?
UCLA's problem. I mean, just to get a little technical, they have no big man. Their biggest guy is 6'9", and you know when you've got teams that have these 7-footers, like I mentioned, Kevin Durant, Texas, who's 7'1", and just as a freak.
Right.
You've got Stanford's got the Lopez twins with girl names, Brooke and Robin. They're both 7 foot, 250 pounds. So that's UCLA's problem, is they have no big men. So if they were to run into a team that could really dominate on the inside and had a big dude banging around down there, the only thing they can throw at him is Lorenzo Motta, who's kind of weird looking, and unless people were freaked out if they looked him in the eye, they'd probably would dominate him completely.
They've been told not to look him in the eye, so they'll be fine. What about SC?
SC I like. You know, P and I actually called the SC-Stanford game, and I had a chance to kind of really get into SC, and they've got four guys that can fill it up. I mean, can just flat-out score. This guy, Nick Young, Gabe Pruitt, Lodrick Stewart, and I think he's 30-year-old freshman, Taj Gibson. Now, legitimately, he's like 22 years old, and for some reason, he's a freshman. I don't get it. But each of those guys can go off for 20 any night. So if you get them working together, and Tim Floyd's a very angry man, and I've got to believe runs it like the Iraqi soccer team. So I'm sure there's some sort of fear factor in it for them, and they should be able to go a little ways in the tournament.
Money, how many of the games that are going to be played over the next 3 weeks are you going to have money on?
I'm going to go with probably all of them.
Yeah, that's what I
thought.
Okay,
that's what we thought. Yeah,
that would be my guess. Yeah. I mean, you know, that $3.8 billion of lost production, it applies to me.
Yeah, you lose all of it, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Well, we are, you know, like you, like everyone, very excited that the day is finally here. It's really, you know, a lot of people say you love the pro sports, but this is really the most exciting period in any sport. I mean, it's terrific. And I know you're going to be talking about it a lot with your show with Petros. So you air weekdays from 4 to 7 on Extra Sports 570 AM. Hey, Money, great to talk to you, man. Thanks for coming on.
You too, guys. Anytime. Be good.
Take care, bud.
We're going to get an update from Ralph Garman in just a few minutes as to what's going on down there at the Electric Hair at the Cal State Long Beach, where the world record is being set for most haircuts in 24 hours. I know... Ralph, it's in front of you. We'll talk about that later. Right now, you got all the showbiz beat for us right now.
I'll tell you, you're going to be impressed when we get back to here and talk about Sam doing some haircutting. He's a wizard.
No.
I'm watching him. He's flying around. He's cutting hair. He's doing with style. He looks like Warren Beatty in shampoo.
Unbelievable. But boy, you know, it's funny. We're watching it, and you can too at krock.com. Boy, has he gotten fat.
Yeah, he's fat.
Oh, yeah, he's huge.
He's a tub, yeah.
But he's light on his feet. All right, let's talk about the showbiz news, shall we? Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas was taken off a Virgin Atlantic plane because she was reportedly too drunk to sit in a seat and fly someplace.
That's amazingly drunk.
The Black Eyed Peas were supposed to fly from Los Angeles to the UK, but she was held back. The flight was delayed for about an hour while staff removed her luggage from the plane, and then the rest of the band boarded the flight. According to a source telling London's Daily Mirror newspaper, she was falling all over the place and had to be supported. She was in no state to fly. Look, she wasn't flying the jet. So what did she have to do?
Not the pilot.
Apparently, when she was prevented from boarding the plane, she couldn't believe it. She was drunkenly ranting at the staff, could barely string a sentence together. It was very embarrassing, said one witness. So, Good work, Fergie.
Ralph, the K-Rock microphones, amazingly enough, were there. Yeah, and they caught this.
Humps! 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 Humps!
Humps! Fergie!
So that's good.
Dude.
One too many?
Come on.
Maybe.
I think so. I think we may have just killed the Golden Goose.
Why was somebody from Monty Python trying to get on the plane?
That's what I was wondering. She's drunk and singing, fellas.
I don't like spam.
Britney Spears, of course, is at Promises Rehab Treatment Facility, but she would like to leave a couple days early so she can go to Kevin Federline's 29th birthday party. Good times.
I don't think she understands the whole rehab thing even yet.
Apparently she's not digging it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Word from the inside is that she's not into the therapy they're trying to give her or the antidepressants they're putting her on. She misses her kids. She said she wants to split early so she can be at K-Fed's party at the Los Angeles nightclub where it's being held. And she's done with rehab.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this until they go, and Kevin, please back me up, but rehab, kind of a drag. Not really much of a party.
It's for losers.
Yeah, hey,
not fun. Really. I mean, when you think about it.
I wish I had Misha Barton in the next rehab pool. According to the New York Post, she was out partying with Beyonce, Madonna, and Nelly at a nightclub in New York City when apparently she had one too many shooters.
Uh-oh.
And ran out the front door and proceeded to vomit all over the sidewalk.
Oh, jeez.
That's nice.
As if that wasn't bad enough, apparently there were several smokers outside trying to, light up and catch a nicotine buzz, and she harshed their mellow by splattering their shoes. Times.
Oh, that's funny.
Cameron Diaz seems to have a new boyfriend. If you believe Life and Style Weekly magazine, she's hooked up with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
He's getting around.
Yep.
He sure is. I guess, after Justin Timberlake, you got to stay in the same echelon, so she's moving on to Leo.
I guess.
Apparently, she's had a crush on him for some time, and they've been emailing back and forth. However, sources close to Leo say he isn't nearly as into her as she is to him, so it may not be happening anytime soon. But we do have some interesting news about Anna Nicole Smith. Remember I told you last week that there was something going on with a police investigation in the Bahamas that was making them withhold the autopsy report and look deeper into her death as if there was possibly something hinky going on.
Yeah, some kind of proof of some problem.
Well, apparently the Bahamian police said there was something on the computer inside the hotel room where Anna Nicole Smith died that has caught their attention and is causing them to look deeper into what happened.
What could that be?
TMZ.com says that Big Mo, who was Anna's bodyguard, was on a computer near Anna's bedside shortly before she died. Police say there's information on that computer that has caught their interest, and that's causing them to look deeper into the situation surrounding her death.
My guess is, and this is just a guess, is that it's an email from Howard K. Stern to Big Mo saying, hey, make sure Anna kills herself while I'm out shopping for a boat so I have an alibi.
You think that's what it is?
I do. I think that it's something in that general direction.
But it's suspicious.
I heard it was an MP3 file. It was actually an audio file that caught their attention.
Yeah.
Anna?
That one?
Yeah. That one.
Banana?
Oh, come on.
I don't think Ralph heard banana.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Yes.
Our own Sucko Mike celebrates his birthday today.
His name has been officially changed to Sucko. That's true.
Yeah. Rockwell. Legendary singer Rockwell is 43 years old today. Wasn't he like Barry Gordy's kid or something? Isn't that who got a record deal?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he was somehow in the Motown family, and that's why Michael Jackson helped him out, and that's why he got a record deal, despite having no talent.
Did he Mark do Hoppus What in the Butt?
Samwell.
No, that was Samwell.
I don't believe
that.
I forgot.
Samwell.
Yes.
Mark Hoppus of Plus 44 and Blink 182 turns 35 years old today. Eva Longoria from Desperate Housewives is 32. Will I Am from Black Eyed Peas turns 32 as well. Joseph Hahn, our pal from Linkin Park, turns 30 years old today. But I'm still super excited about Fabio's birthday.
Yeah, well,
legendary male model Fabio and spokesman for I Can't Believe It's Not Butter celebrates his 46th birthday today. And I think the K-Rock microphones were there at the time he was riding that roller coaster. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Fabio.
Goose. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's talk about Chris Hansen, one of our favorite shows, Dateline NBC, To Catch a Predator. They have somebody that chats with these guys. The guys think they're talking to underage girls. They show up at the home. Chris Hansen comes out and basically interviews them and makes them feel really uncomfortable for a little while. And then they run out the front door and get tasered by the cops. Great show.
It is the best show on TV. And look, please don't misunderstand what we're saying. These guys are dirtbags, and I'm glad they're being caught, and I'm glad they're going to jail. But Chris Hansen, when we've had him on in the past, is not willing to admit that he's playing with these guys. He's just basically jerking them around because he can, because he knows that the police are on the other side of the door, and you know, he can say whatever he wants, and he's completely safe, and then they're just going to get arrested when they walk out. So he's clearly playing with them. But Chris Hansen has expanded beyond being on Dateline NBC and has now written a book. It is called To Catch a Predator: Protecting Your Kids from Online Enemies Already in Your Home. And it comes out today from Gotham Books. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dateline NBC, Chris Hansen, back on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
There's one thing you should know.
What's that?
I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
Right, we already said that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, we knew that when we booked you, actually. So why, I mean, the TV show is so popular. Why do you need to make a book about the same thing, Mr. Hansen?
So I can make money.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right. So protecting your kids from online enemies already in your home.
These men may already be in your home.
That's what you mean?
Well, not literally in your home.
Okay.
But via the internet.
I see.
We teamed up with Perverted Justice to find out just who these men were and how they were attempting to gain access to your children.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read for you from my book.
Okay.
To Catch a Predator. Here's a email conversation we have documented by Perverted Justice. I've got the chat log right here in front of me.
Okay.
It's Green Pleatherman 07.
What?
Here he is talking to a 14-year-old boy. Do you have a problem calling a man Lammy? No, I don't, the boy answers.
Is this in the book?
If we had sex, would you hold me and tell me I'm smart?
This
Why do you want that? The boy asks, I need a hug.
Is this, that's not in your book.
That's just sad.
Let me read you another one.
All right.
I've got the IM chat right here in front of me.
Okay.
From Pluto Boy 99.
All right.
He's talking to a 14-year-old boy.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a problem dressing like a cow?
No.
No, I don't. LOL. Would you mind if I hum the Edmund Fitzgerald in your ear while we make sweet love?
Oh.
Actually, I would. That song blows.
Chris, it doesn't sound like those are actual chats. It sounds like really more that the Green Pleatherman is Kevin and then the Pluto Boy is me. Are you sure you're not?
I am chats right here in front of me. Isn't this a picture of your genitals?
Well, that actually does look like my genitals from here, but I don't remember sending that to anybody.
How about this chat from Traffic Slut 69?
Okay.
To a 15-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to create a sig alert in your pants. These are the kind of predators that are making their way into your home.
Oh, right. And, that's terrible.
And are you giving us any ways to block these terrible people?
Let's look at this IM chat from Lola's Daddy 100.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, interesting.
Have you ever seen chihuahuas make love?
Oh.
No, I haven't, the 13-year-old boy answers.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to be the boy chihuahua. And you could be another boy chihuahua.
Oh, come on.
That sounds about right.
I'd like a bigger chihuahua so I could dominate you.
So that's the kind of stuff we need to be afraid about?
Aren't you afraid?
Well, I am.
I am, yes.
Now that you have
it. I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
Yes, you are.
All right, let's do it. It's world record time, friends.
And now we go live to Cal State Long Beach, where Sam, the Armenian comedian, is attempting to break the world haircutting record.
Ralph Garman, on the campus, Cal State Long Beach. How's it going?
I'm just saying, you know, Lightning works a lot, and so, you know, he's probably not around very much. So you must have needs, right? I mean, you're a woman. You've got to have needs.
All the time.
Right. So, I mean, you're here by yourself all the time. And he's
Ralph,
always at the clothing place or whatever.
And Ralph. So, hey, Ralph.
You know, look, I hear you're here.
Hello?
What?
We're on the air, and that sounds like Lightning's wife that you're trying to chat up.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm here with Brandy, Lightning's wife.
What's going on down there, guys? Hey,
Hi,
who's
honey.
That? Hey, baby.
How are you?
I am not as good if you're that close to Ralph.
We miss you.
No, I'm sure you do. All right, here's the deal for folks. Hey, by
I
the
like
way,
it right here on the neck. Hey, right here on the neck.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Hey, by the way, babe, you were the boob cam. You were. You were on the
I know,
cam.
I heard.
Well, was she topless? I didn't see that part. No, she walks by and she'll sweep or whatever, and she leans straight down and for like 30 seconds in front of the camera.
You should see what she's doing with Ralph.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, do that again. My God. Hey, we'll get a lot of hits on this webcam if you continue to do that, Brandy. Hey, let me tell people what we're doing here this morning, because folks may just now be turning on the radio and wondering what's the deal. Electric Hair is the place on the campus of Cal State Long Beach. It is on the second floor of the Student Union building. You don't even have to be a student to go on by if you want to get your hair cut. Ralph, what's the count so far? We're going for 251 in 24 hours. We're a little over 2 hours in. Where is Sam, the Armenian comedian, right now on the count?
Sam is starting haircut number 28.
28?
Wow.
So does that mean he's on target?
Above target.
He was supposed to do 11 an hour to make it.
Right. And we're, 2.5 hours in, and he's on number 28 already.
What? Yeah, 2 hours and 15 minutes is all we're in, yeah.
I've already lost my bet.
He'll have 30 done. You know, he'll probably be 34, 35 by the time 3 hours is gone.
Oh, what? My God.
Unbelievable. And by the way, a lot of attractiveness going on the campus of Cal State Long Beach. I had no idea. This is a good. We need a webcam down there full time.
Go Beach. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, we're just going to leave it. We're going to leave the webcam up at this hair salon full time. People just won't know it.
Now, is there any way we can get the man himself, the Armenian comedian, can we get him on to find out how he's feeling at this point?
He is wired for sound. Sam, put that microphone in front of your mouth there. And
there you go.
There we go.
Sam, how's it going, man?
Yes. Man, I'm kicking some good haircuts.
You're kicking some good haircuts.
You're kicking some good haircuts. Now, it looks like you're on haircut number 28, and that is shocking to all of us.
And not only you, all the hairdressers, too.
How's the quality holding up, Sam? I imagine at the beginning it was decent.
Yeah, we can't.
Okay.
Fantastic.
That's it.
That's it,
Sam.
We're done.
Sam, we can't say the S word, you jackass.
I'm out.
You can't be out.
I feel better than before.
Okay.
No. S word first.
Damn you to hell, Sam.
No, I didn't.
I freaking hate you. Pull the plug. Kill it. I told him at the beginning we can go back to the tape and I can prove it. I said, if you swear one time, it's off.
Yeah, but he didn't hear you.
He couldn't hear you.
I don't care.
All right, Sam, listen.
Better than before.
Sam, listen. We heard you, you idiot. You can't say the S word.
This place gets no more of my business. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that.
Sam, pack up. Go home. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. 28 haircuts down there at Cal State Long Beach. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday. So long.
Ralph?
Yeah?
What's going on with him?
Did Bean leave?
I don't know. I believe so, yes. So Sam's on 28. Is he still keeping up the pace? He's still on pace to break the record?
Yes, he is definitely on pace. And the haircuts, I don't know. How's the quality, Randy?
Well, it started out really good in the beginning. And I think he needs a little more coffee.
Okay.
It's
slipping?
It's a little scary right now.
Is Sam actually getting fatter? Or does it just look like it on the webcam? Because I think he's actually gained weight this morning.
He's like
enormous. He's monstrous. Like he's gaining weight by the minute.
He's eating people's hair. That's what you do.
Sam, can you watch your mouth? Because Bean's gone now. He left.
He is really mad.
No, really. I didn't even say that.
Sam,
stop.
Listen,
we all heard you. It doesn't matter. But we're saying don't do it again.
All right.
We'll check back with you. Ralph, let us know how things are going.
How come Bean gets to leave and I'm still here?
We will check back in with Ralph down at Cal State.
So refreshing to have that done. I'm so glad we're done with that stupid haircutting record. Sam's out of here. That the air just feels cleaner, just feels warmer, just feels sunshiner, just feels like a better place to live knowing Sam's done.
Are you watching the webcast?
Yeah, another hot Asian sitting in the chair, by the way. What's up with that?
Still cutting hair.
I need to go to Cal State Long Beach. I need to go back to college or something. I never graduated.
Afroline 323-520 AFRO. That is the phone number. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic, including, I believe it was yesterday when I lost the
Guitar Hero, and Dave the King of Mexico took over my job, and it was the Bean and Dave show.
The Dave and Bean show, just another job being outsourced to Mexicans that'll do it cheaper.
Did somebody order Mexican?
I'm not sure what this is about. I think this is also about Guitar Hero and my spectacular loss.
Kevin is such a salty vagina.
Wow, okay.
Salty vagina, by the way, playing Coachella. This is in response to the legless panda that we were talking about yesterday.
Hey, this is Mr. Panda. You talk about my wife yesterday. She lost her leg. She named Irene. You know, talk about me. I got no arms, no legs, and I lay under a car all day. They call me Jack.
Oh, man, it's 6 o'clock. It's bright out. I love it. I love daylight savings time. Daylight savings time. Daylight savings time. Daylight savings time. Daylight savings time.
How dare you?
That's Bean's pet peeve. It's daylight saving, he'll say.
Well, yes, it's just as easy to say right as it is wrong. That's all I'm saying.
It's a little easier to say it wrong, if I could be honest.
I think so.
Gas prices.
Really, why? Because it doesn't make any sense to say it wrong.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like time savings.
It just flows
none
better.
None of us care
but
about
but you would never
that.
Say money savings or time savings. It doesn't make any sense to say daylight savings. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Now I'm going to say it like that full time.
Me too.
I'm making that commitment to you. Gas price is quite high.
Man, you know what? I just went to the gas station right now. I put $40 in my Suburban and got 13 f-ing gallons of gas. If any of you guys from the gas company right now are listening, f*** you! I hope you choke on a chicken bone, you f***ing price gouging, f***ing motherf***ers.
All right.
I think he's upset.
Speaks for a lot of people right now. I'm telling you, we're heading back into summer and back into $3 plus. That's what we're getting again.
Lisa, your job is... Oh, don't take a picture
what?
With Sam, girl.
My
don't take your
job
picture.
Job is what?
Your job is in question.
Really?
Yeah, because we got this.
Yes, I was told this was the place to call to leave my tape to audition to be a traffic person. Okay, here goes. F me. F me. F me, F me, F me, F me. Oh, F me. F me. F me, F me, F me. F me.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
I'm sorry, I think we still like you better. Yeah, there's something about his voice that doesn't work
for me.
Doesn't
quite do it.
I can't figure out who this next call is from.
Hey, Kevin Bean, this is Dewan from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that.
And I'd like to thank for you guys for giving that post amusing alert. You guys rule. Please, 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 pretty, please bring Drew Barrymore on air so I can meet her later.
So we haven't enough yet.
Never mentioned that before. We did get him a free Drew Barrymore poster. That's true, Lisa. But apparently that's not enough for Mr. Dewan from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, what's up, Kevin and Bean? This is Dewan from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay.
And I hope Drew Barrymore will like the upcoming artist of Reeve Carney. I hope Drew Barrymore will love this music. Enjoy it. So I really want to meet Drew Barrymore one day. So bring Drew Barrymore on the air, dudes. Later.
I love it when he calls us dudes. There's just something about it. And unfortunately, I know that we have a very, very high content today of the Armenian comedian. But he did call the Afro line.
Haircut. Everybody get me live on a haircut. Find Armenian comedian, everybody. Haircut.
The category is people who annoy you.
Exactly. And the creator of VoteForTheWorst.com, the guys that are trying to screw with the American Idol voting. And it may be working. Ralph, I don't know if you saw last night, Sanjaya still in the running on American Idol.
I didn't see it, but I heard.
I'm glad to hear you didn't see it, first of all, and I'm glad that it seems to be working. This is awesome.
We may end up with the worst singer in America.
Another thing that I didn't see but heard, and tell me this isn't true. But last night on Lost, did Jack's father run into yet another one of the castaways from the island who didn't know his name for the third time so far? Is that what they're telling me now?
That is accurate. Yes, Ralph.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I did see Lost. Yes, that is true.
But you said it was good.
It was a pretty good episode, yeah. But there are some things that are starting to stretch the imagination a little bit with some of these backstories and interactions. But it was entertaining. Yeah, it's certainly better than the start of this season, that's for sure.
And is there a giant invisible fence that will fry your brain if you walk through it?
That is also true. Yes.
Okay.
Who could have seen that coming?
Now I'm sure I was made the right choice.
I hope Hurley tries to drive the Volkswagen van through it that they found on the island too. All right, it's 8:52 Thursday morning. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat live from Long Beach. What's going on?
Dude, I don't know. How do we get, you know, how do we increase some tension on this show on the island? I don't know. I got it. Giant invisible fence. Hear the writers meeting now. All right, let's talk about the showbiz news. Angelina Jolie has picked up her fourth child just mere hours ago in Ho Chi Minh City. She went to the orphanage and picked up a 3.5-year-old little boy named Pax.
Pax.
I love his channel, too, by the way. That's where I used to watch Doc with the achy, breaky heart guy. Good TV. Apparently, the London Daily Telegraph reports that the Vietnamese boy has been picked up by Angelina and will be brought home sometime soon to meet the rest of his United Nations of siblings.
I'm sorry, Ralph. How old did you say he is?
He is 3.5 years old, B.
Oh, so too old to take advantage of the breastfeeding, because that would be the coolest thing if you're sitting in an orphanage in Vietnam 1 minute, and the next minute you're suckling on Angelina Jolie. You got to be thinking, wow, life is good.
It doesn't get any better, that's for sure. It looks like Britney Spears may have had an ass full of rehab. Looks like she's ready to leave.
Oh, say it's not so.
According to the London Sun newspaper, she's telling her family that she wants to leave Promises Treatment Center early, 2 days early to be exact, so she can be there for Kevin Federline's 29th birthday party.
They're back together, aren't they, Ralph?
It sure seems like they're leaning that way. Word from the inside is she's not into the therapy that they're trying to make her sit through. She doesn't like the antidepressants they've prescribed for her. She misses her kids, and she's told her family she wants out, and she wants to be at the nightclub where K-Fed will be having his party.
Well, clearly, this is all going to stick, then.
No, it is good that she's leaving rehab early so that she could go to a nightclub.
Yeah.
What could be wrong with that plan?
Worse than that, apparently, according to TMZ.com, she's coming out of rehab with another addiction, just what she needed.
Uh-oh.
She is addicted to Coca-Cola. Word has it that she is putting away at least a case a day of Coke.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. How much is that? 24 cans? How much is that?
Yeah, that's
24
right.
24 cans. 24 cans a day?
Your stomach lining after a while.
Wow. She's going to be like three times the size when she comes out.
Yeah, she's going to be a big fatty.
Wow.
Maybe Fergie should check into Promises, since they're going to have a vacancy if Britney leaves. Fergie was taking off on Virgin Atlantic Airways to go to the UK with the rest of her band Black Eyed Peas when they told her that she was too drunk to get on the plane.
This comes up every once in a while, and it's really hard to believe because you just have to sit.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, medically, if someone was that drunk, who knows what could happen during the flight? Maybe they stop breathing or something. You just don't want to deal with that problem. Or they become abusive.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or we're talking about Fergie. She'll start peeing herself.
Yeah, that's true. Or throwing up.
Yeah, she does that when she's sober.
Exactly.
When she's drunk.
Allegedly sober.
According to a source who told the London Daily Mirror newspaper, she was falling all over the place and had to be supported. She was in no state to fly, but when she was prevented from boarding the plane, she couldn't believe it. She was drunkenly ranting at the staff, but could barely string a sentence together. It was very embarrassing. Then apparently Omar got up. He was on the plane, and he had had some cocktails himself.
Started really?
Running up and down the aisles. Yeah, he jumped on the serving cart and said, "Oh, look at me. It's the Pine Box Derby." And he was like having races down the center of the plane. And
it's weird.
And he was running around. And
it's weird you would say that because he's here still.
What?
He's still here.
Looks like Misha Barton may have a cocktail issue of her own. New York Post says she was out partying in New York City with Beyonce, Madonna, and Nelly when suddenly a wave of nausea took over. She ran out of the nightclub and unleashed her dinner all over the sidewalk.
Nothing better than hot women throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really isn't. I wish I'd been there to hold her hair.
Yeah.
What do you think keeps her looking so hot, Lisa?
No kidding.
It gets worse, though. Certainly it does for the several smokers who were standing out in front of the nightclub having a ciggy butt before they went back inside because apparently she autographed their shoes.
Oh, that's not what you want to happen to your shoes.
With the contents of her stomach and then apparently cleaned up, went back inside and continued the party.
Now that's what I'm talking about. That's committed.
Jesus.
That's Kevin Ryder level of drinking commitment. Right there. That's all I got to say.
You just throw up so you can make room for more.
Exactly. Heather Mills says that her artificial leg was not a factor in either way when she was deciding to compete on Dancing with the Stars. She says she didn't even consider it. It wasn't even an issue whether she'd be able to perform on the artificial leg or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's what I was waiting for.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
Right.
No.
Too easy?
Too easy, right. Yeah. Scarlett Johansson's got another job. She's working with Woody Allen again.
Oh, really?
She's going to make her third Woody Allen film, which shoots in Spain this summer. There's no name for it yet, but insiders are saying Woody is thinking about, I really like working with hot Scarlett Johansson, the movie.
Yeah, no kidding. It sounds to me like he's going to keep hiring her until she agrees to sleep with him.
Well, you know, he's famous for sleeping with his co-stars.
So oh, yeah.
Sure, better watch yourself. And Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry are reuniting. They, of course, co-starred in Monsters Ball. They're working on a movie called Tulia. True story of a lead attorney for the NAACP who was able to free 49 black men wrongly convicted based on one crooked cop's testimony down in New Orleans.
Wow.
So, that movie begins filming at the end of April, so those two are reuniting again. And more comic book superhero movie news. Looks like Jake Gyllenhaal is tapped to star as Captain Marvel in a movie called Shazam based on the famous comic book superhero. The New York Daily News says the franchise is hoping to be as big as Superman and Spider-Man and Batman. The studio is ponying up $200 million to put the superhero up on the big screen.
Well, you sure don't see that very often anymore.
Mm-mm.
Spending that much, I mean, because it's so hard for them to get that money back.
Yeah.
But those superhero movies, that's what they cost.
Yeah.
You know, I think Superman Returns was about $200 million when Bryan Singer did that. I think they're spending the same for the next Batman movie, too.
I think you're right, but you know what? It's interesting, Ralph, and you brought this up earlier in the week. The phenomenal success of 300 in theaters right now, not one frame of which was shot outside, was all done on a soundstage. It seems like it's got to be harder and harder to go to a studio now and say you need $200 million to make a movie when you can do so much with CGI and computers.
But here's the interesting thing. Sometimes it costs more to have the computer graphic work done than it does if you actually had staged the stuff live.
Yes.
So they're getting a certain amount of special effect bang for their dollar when they do this computer stuff, but it's also very cost prohibitive. It's a very expensive way to make a movie.
Huh.
And I mentioned last week that the cops down in the Bahamas are not quite sold on the fact that Anna Nicole Smith's death was accidental or natural. In fact, they are withholding the information they found out in the toxicology and autopsy reports until they finish looking into the situation, and apparently has something to do with the computer that was near Anna's bedside shortly before she died. TMZ.com says that the cops down in the Bahamas say that there's something on that computer, some information that has interested the cops, and they are not going to put this case to rest until they get to the bottom of it. So no word on what that is.
No idea.
But Big Mo, her bodyguard, was apparently on the computer near her bed before she died, and they said there's something on that hard drive that's making them look twice at the case.
Hmm.
It has to be Howard K. Stern leaving a note that says, honey, going out to buy a boat, please take all of these pills as soon as you wake up.
I gotta come at Howard like that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That guy's a giver.
He
gives and he gives.
Yeah.
And she took and she took and she took.
Exactly. That was the problem.
She swallowed and she swallowed.
Oh! Come on with the come on.
Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays today, shall we? Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is 52 years old today. Hotter than ever, that Twisted Sister.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy, too, isn't he, that Dee Snider?
Joseph Hahn of Linkin Park turns 30 years old today. Will.i.am, Black Eyed Peas. 32 as well, as is Eva Longoria, is also 32 years old. Mark Hoppus, plus 44, and Blink 182 is 35. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray is 39 years old today. Our own Psycho Mike celebrates his birthday today. Happy birthday, Psycho.
Thank you.
And Fabio, legendary male model Fabio, is 46 years old today. I'm pretty sure Fabio's in line to get a haircut down here in Long Beach. Lord knows he could use it.
Yes, he could.
Remember that time he was on the roller coaster?
Best moment ever.
And that duck hit him, and that goose hit him in the face?
Mm-hmm.
I do, yeah.
That's good times.
Mohinder?
Goose? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Looky, looky, your ass is like a cookie. Gonna inject it and kill it just like its name was Tookie.
That was a black moment with Lisa May.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy that I even have to use sunscreen, isn't it?
It is, really.
I mean, it's just wrong.
As black as you are. Time to check back in with the Armenian comedian breaking the Guinness World Record. Ralph Garman is down there.
And now we go live to Cal State Long Beach. Where where Sam, the Armenian comedian, is attempting to break the world haircutting record.
Ralph, how's it going down there? Cal State Long Beach.
It was better than it is now.
What are you talking about? I thought Sam was doing a great job, and he's on track to break the record of 250 haircuts in 24 hours down at the Electric Hair, Cal State Long Beach. What's the problem?
Yeah, we have a little bit of an issue. We're being thrown out of the establishment.
What are you talking about?
The salon that we're in right now?
Yeah.
We've been asked to leave.
But we were invited to come down there. Lightning's wife owns the place. How can they ask us to leave?
Trust me, that makes it all the more awkward.
What's happening?
What's
going on?
Apparently Sam had enough talent to get through the first 10 haircuts or so.
Right.
But some of the quality of the haircuts that have been given since are causing trouble for the Brandy and the salon.
What does that mean, causing trouble?
Well, Brandy, why don't you tell them?
Hi, guys.
Hi. What's happening?
We have to call this quits.
Why?
Some of the girls are crying.
We have some of the girls crying about their haircuts.
Well, that's true. Wherever Sam goes, though.
A lot of disappointment.
What are the girls crying about? Their haircuts are that bad?
Yeah, pretty much. And it's pretty much going to hurt my business. I feel like letting them walk out of here, they'll never come back. And I want
okay, but hold on a second, Brandy.
Us as a whole.
Brandy, hold on a second. People understand two things, though. A, Sam doesn't work for Electric Hair. He's just there today using your space to go for the record. And two, how good a haircut are these girls expecting when they're going to get a 5-minute haircut? Because that's how long he has to break the record.
Well, I agree. But, you know, they're all signing waivers.
Yeah.
But,
are they really crying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they really are.
We have an actual regular customer that came over, and he I don't know why he took the plunge and sat in a chair.
Right.
And he's been a challenge for us for a long time, but he keeps coming back.
Right.
But he basically is I've been arguing with him all morning.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, women are demanding that Brandy fix the haircuts and make things right and give them free haircuts. And
it
seems to be more trouble than it's worth for Brandy and Electric Hair.
Brandy, how many people have you promised that you'll make it right? Because you're going to have to donate that, right?
Well, we're at 40-some haircuts, and I probably was at about say a good 15, 20.
Free haircuts. 15 or 20 that are going to come back in so that you can recut it so it looks good?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that they're going to come back in so that I can fix it.
I've seen about 20 people corner Brandy outside the salon here, and there's been some heated exchanges.
They may come back next time with an attorney. I think that's the concern here. Hold on a second, because Sam is getting ready to do another haircut. Can we call him over? Can we get him on a mic instead of cutting haircut number 40, by the way, which is what he's up to since we started at 6:11 this morning?
I don't even want him to touch her.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's
a girl with long hair.
Neither
do we.
You're really cute, and to be honest,
hey Sam,
I would say get out of the chair. Please get out of the chair.
Just stop him,
Sam,
you guys.
The guys want to talk to you, Sam.
Are you there?
Put on the
just give her her free T-shirt, please.
And there you go.
You a lot of problems.
See, they come in because they go, "Hey, it's free, right? It's going to be fine." But then they realize, you know, that you get what you pay for.
All right.
Yeah. But give Sam.
Sam can hear you now.
All right, Sam.
He's on there. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Sam, you're fired.
Listen to me. I'm here to do a haircut.
Call it quits.
But Sam, here's the problem.
You must be kidding.
Well, here's the problem is that Brandy owns that hair shop, and people, she's had at least 15 people that she has to have come back in to fix their hair.
I don't think so. I did a good job.
Well,
not according to some of these ladies especially, Sam.
Well, when was the last time you renewed your license?
I mean,
I already renewed it, and it's all on my station.
Listen, we want you to break the record and all, but we don't want it to crush Brandy's business.
We want to drive Brandy out of business.
I mean, that's not the plan.
Hey, Sam, what makes you think you're doing a good job? Is it that the girls are weeping as they leave the chair? I mean, is that your indication of how well it went?
Let me tell you what's going on.
Right.
I'm here to give a fast haircut,
right.
Not luxurious.
Well, it's about quality.
Luxurious. You want Beverly haircuts and all that? They have
right.
to pay me.
Right.
I'm here to do a
they
fast
have to
haircut.
Pay you. All right,
that's
but Sam, I think there's got to be some kind of common ground between a perfect haircut and sobbing. I mean, don't you think crying is a bad sign?
I don't think so. They cry with joy. They have
in their hair.
They're crying with joy.
Is this what you think when your wife is crying after sex? You think, oh, she's so happy right now.
Brandy, were they crying with joy?
Hey, no, Bean, I thought hardly. You said that you don't want me to use a bad language.
Well, there's that too.
Are talking about my bedroom history. In the past.
Well, that is true.
That's
hey, Brandy,
shame
what was
you.
The
shame
what
on
was
you,
the story? What was the story that you were telling off here about a particularly upset,
you don't
distraught young
about
woman?
My bedroom.
Okay, I've moved on, Tim. Actually, I've moved on. I'm not talking about that now. But Brandy, wasn't there a girl in particular who had beautiful long hair and Sam just butchered it?
Oh, it was gorgeous, long, curly hair. I don't even see her out here right now. I wish I could see her. He basically took it, chopped it, turned her head upside down, chop, 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 flipped it back over, chop,
because
chop, chop,
because you've never
chop.
Seen my technique, Brandy.
That is
you
not a
technique. You have to learn my technique. Because
that is
your
not
technique,
a technique,
your
Sam.
Technique and mine is not the
but
same.
But Sam,
everybody technique. Is not the same.
Sam, please listen to
what
me for one
school
second.
What did you go to?
I went
anyway,
to
so she
Newberry's
walked away, and
college.
I had one of my stylists follow her all the way out to her car
yeah.
to
yeah.
make sure that she knew that
Sam didn't work there.
Her.
Sam, we don't want people, everybody to get a bad idea about the hair salon.
You know what?
I mean,
right now you're holding me up to break the record. What the hell is
well,
going
no,
on?
No, I'm closing you down.
She's breaking my record.
You are done.
Dude,
we're calling it quits.
You ruined enough people's hair that she doesn't want to continue, and we're just there at her invitation, dude. It's not our salon.
No, I don't think so.
We're no longer welcome.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Sam, let me put it another way. We're being asked to leave. It's not up to us anymore. Brandy owns the business, and she doesn't want us to be there anymore because we're hurting her business.
The reason is we're making a lot of noise in the college room. They are studying. That's the reason. Don't
what?
Give me that to my...
Study.
No,
it's
you.
Around here.
What are
you
it's
talking
you.
About?
You're in the studio union. There's no classes, Sam. It's you
there
and your
no
and
classes.
Your badness.
Yeah, it's just people eating Carl's Jr. and you. That's it.
I think you should retire, Sam. Take that fantastic Sam's retirement and go.
You know what, Brandy? I think you had a lot of brandy this morning.
Nice.
Oh,
how does he do it?
Burn.
How does
At
he do it?
At least he still got a sense of humor.
Sam, we can't ruin her business, dude. I mean, really, we don't want to ruin her business. That's not the not the idea.
Listen, if you want to let me go, I'm gone out of here.
Okay.
Okay, that's the first thing he said today that made sense.
Why don't you go, Sam? Because, I mean, people
this
crying.
Just isn't working.
People crying for you, dude.
You gave Ralph a headache.
But look at it this way, man.
Is do no harm.
Exactly. That's well said, Ralph. You gave 39 haircuts today. That's very impressive. You did a better job than I thought you were going to do, Sam.
Me too. I mean, I didn't think you were going to go this far, this well, but you didn't. Apparently, you did a poor enough job that, people are all upset and crying. And that's seriously, we can't have that.
Ask this lovely lady if she wants my haircut or not.
She doesn't. Trust
okay, we're done. Actually, we got a break. We're done on the air. We're taking your calls for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew next. 1-800-520-1067. Thank you, Brandy, by the way, at Electric Hair down there at Cal State Long Beach. Student Union Level 2. Thanks to Ralph Garman for being down there all morning long. Sorry about that, Ralph. We'll never be able to make it up to you. And congratulations to the young lady in the chair who just escaped right before she was getting ready to get her haircut. She's so fortunate the plug was pulled.
A fate worse than death. All right, well, Sam, go on home. Thanks, though. Thanks for... ruining that business. Okay, we'll see you.
Bye.
All right.
Time. Hey, Ralph, did they get him to leave? Did security help Sam out of the place? Is it safe?
I don't know. I still hear some commotion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin Means What to Do Nephew on the air, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize. And today we have for you a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock this weekend at Bear Mountain. Bear Mountain now has 182 park features available. So won't you please enjoy it?
All right, let's begin with David, who is calling from El Segundo. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, David.
Bean, I got to say, I'm just like you. I hate the Armenian comedian, but those stupid whores at the shop who are crying right now, what do they expect when the guy is giving him a haircut like that, you know? I mean, he's going for a record.
Yeah, but
David, it's not that hard to give a girl a trim. That's not hard, but he didn't do that. He flipped their head over and was just hacking away at their hair.
And like I said, I really don't like the guy
But I mean,
But David, listen.
What do you expect?
We expect him to do a decent haircut.
You expect at least an okay haircut. You don't want to come out of there looking.
Obviously, when I know the guy's going to be doing 250 haircuts, I really am not going to expect too great of a job.
But no. But there's a difference between not too good of a job and they have to come back and get it fixed so that they can show their heads around school. Big difference.
And in the rules, it says style. He had stopped styling. 20 haircuts ago.
By the way, off the air, just for the record, off the air, we were trying desperately to get him to play by the rules that they had told us, which is you have to use scissors. He wasn't doing that. You have to wet the hair yourself. He wasn't doing that on over half of them. Off the air, there were a lot of technicalities that he was just ruining, and so we don't want him to ruin the salon's business as well.
Absolutely not. I totally agree. I mean, I'm an alumni at CSULB, and I've been to Brandy's shop a bunch of times to get my hair done. But
all right, I got you.
No, that's a legitimate point, obviously. It's a fine balance between, you're getting a 5.5-minute haircut, what do you expect? On the other hand, you don't necessarily want to walk out looking that much worse than when you walked in. I totally get what David is saying.
Thanks for the call. And also, Lisa, back me up on this.
Yeah.
I guess David can't really empathize. I was raised by women, so I kind of understand. He's not a girl. And for females, it's so much different. I mean, if you screw up a girl's hair,
that's
catastrophic. I mean, that's borderline suicide.
And
for
honestly,
a guy, it's not really that big a deal.
Right, the guys don't care. They can put
for
on a hat.
Woman, for a girl to have her hair, especially a younger college-age girl, to have her hair screwed up, I mean, that's serious business.
And all he had to do was trim a couple of inches off the bottom. That's all, but that's not what he did.
He hacked the hell out of it.
He did.
Yeah, he was butchering. Let's talk to our Mercedes in Long Beach, another Cal State Long Beach student. Go Beach. Hey, Mercedes, what's up?
Hey, what a do.
What a do, Mercedes.
Well, I have to say, I was on my way to another class, and I just peeped my head in, and it was so hilarious to see. But I really do feel bad for Brandy, and, I'm just going to go to her hair salon and
get my bless
haircut,
you. We certainly didn't intend to destroy her business.
She's a good sport. I will tell you that.
I guess maybe we should have figured that, knowing Sam as well as we do.
Yeah,
we should have taken that into account. We asked ourselves a lot of questions. Is he going to be able to do it? Will he do it fast enough? Will he abide by the rules? Will he cuss on the air? All of these questions. But it never occurred to us that she would have to go out on a limb and fix hundreds of people's hair.
I know. She can't do that.
I don't know why that didn't occur to us, but it should have.
Let's change subjects. Go to Matt in Covina. This sounds like a bad scene. This sounds like something you don't want to be a part of. Hey, Matt, what to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew?
Yeah, so listen, I was at a bar with my buddies a couple weeks ago, and we were walking back, and we couldn't wait to get back to the hotel, so we stopped on the side of the road to, take a leak. And my buddy peed on my shoes, so I decided to chase him down to try to repay the favor, and unfortunately, I tripped with my junk out and slid home on my gear.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
You slid on the asphalt on your penis?
Yes, sir. I left quite a hefty road rash.
Oh!
Anybody that has ever had that kind of a road rash where you scrape a knee or a leg or a hip or something?
It hurts so much.
It hurts like a mother.
Yeah, that was about the gist of it. Then I had to remove the gravel as well.
Oh.
Dude.
That's
Balzac road rash opening up Coachella.
That is the worst story I've heard since we talked to the Armenian comedian about 10 minutes ago. That's really bad, Matt. Sorry about that. And good luck on the ski slopes this weekend with K-Rock.
I guess don't run like that would be the message. Rav in La Puente, good morning.
Ray?
Ray. Yes. I apologize. Ray.
Baby boo.
What to do, Ray?
What to do, Rav?
What's going on?
All right. What is up with Tyra Banks' Emmy nomination?
I know.
I saw that
this
yesterday, and I went crazy. I started emailing everybody I knew. Tyra Banks up for a daytime mother effing Emmy.
Boo. Wasn't that insane? Was that not crazy?
Are you insane? That blew me away yesterday.
There's no stopping her now. Oh,
it's time to climb a watchtower.
Emmy nomination. Really?
The only thing I could think, and I don't hate the show as much as the guys do, but the only thing I can think is there aren't very many daytime shows eligible, so maybe they all get nominated.
There's some, because we got Rachel Ray up in that mix.
Yeah, Rachel Ray's up there too, by the way.
Well, maybe some of it is they're both very successful shows on a lot of stations with pretty good ratings. Maybe that's one of the criteria they use for the Emmys. I don't know.
I have one thing to say to you.
What, Tyra?
Yes, Tyra.
Kiss my fat ass.
All right.
I want to close with Nick in Palmdale, and this has the potential to be maybe the best call of 2007.
Nick, good morning.
What a do, nephew?
What a do.
What a do, Nick.
I've had this booty call for about a couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
And she never wanted me to let me do her doggy style. I finally found out why.
Why?
She has a tail.
Oh! No way.
Serious?
Yes way.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
Are you kidding me? She has a tail?
No, she always had these rules about sex, lights off, and...
Right, right. We understand. We understand.
Well, my phone rang, and when my phone rings, it puts out this really bright light.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it.
You've got I'm calling BS on you, Nick, because at some point, just running your hands down her back and her butt, it seems like you'd come across her tail, whether the lights were on or not.
Rules, my friend, rules.
You're not allowed to touch her?
So she... Well, yeah, I could, but I could always hold her on the waist or up on her boobs or, you know, up on her head.
How big's the tail?
Maybe about an inch. You know, it was a nub, you know, but still, it's a tail.
Mike? Has awesome. A physical reaction to this, he actually starts to get nauseous.
He was throwing up last time we were talking.
He's getting green right topic. Now.
So how did you find out, Nick? Was it because your phone rang? You saw it in the light of the phone?
Yeah, it was my phone puts up a really bright light.
What do you have, the special spotlight ring?
Yeah, I hope you text at the movies.
What kind of phone is that? And what happened once you saw it? What did you do? What happened after that?
I didn't say anything. I just kept quiet, but it's a total deal breaker now.
So you went, wait a minute.
Really?
So you went through with it that night.
Well, I kind of, you know, after I saw it, it really wasn't all that, you know.
But you finished.
Exciting anymore.
Right. Finished. Then you left, and now you're not going to call her back.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Nick. She's not a bad person just because she has a tail. Come on. You know, she had all these rules because she was afraid something like this would happen, and now it did.
Girls with tails need love too, Nick.
It's only an inch. Come on.
Still, if she would have told me, it would have been different. She didn't tell me about it. That was the bad
part. Oh, yes. You're using the whole she lied to me? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Nick, look what happened when you found out about it, though. This is your reaction. I don't blame her for not telling you.
She's a booty call. She doesn't owe you a resume.
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't matter. Exactly. She's a booty call. I don't know her an explanation either.
Bogus. Nick,
that's BS.
You are a bad, bad man.
Boo.
Boo. Dude, I would so want to get with a girl with a tail. Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
Beat is physically excited right now.
Yes.
I love chicks with tails.
Psycho Mike throwing up. There's the different ends of the spectrum right there.
I would lay in bed and have her feed me peanuts with her tail. It would be so cool. I want to thank our friend Gene Simmons for joining us from the rock band Kiss today. Gene and Paul Stanley are going to be appearing at the Wizard World Convention with the new Kiss comic book. That's at the LA Convention Center. Please go to wizarduniverse.com for details and genesimmons.com and look for Family Jewels, the new reality show with Gene and his family starting Sunday, March 25th at 9 on A&E.
Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Boss Rootin in the studio talking about the new wrestling league.
I hear he has a tail, Mike. What does that do for you now?
There's the L.A. Anacondas is the name of it. It's the IFL team. What's that about?
It's a mixed martial arts league, and it's International Fighting League is what it stands for. And it's a lot like UFC or Pride, but they actually have teams. You know,
really?
So
tag teams?
Not tag teams, but everybody competes for a team, and the fighters on these teams represent areas where they're actually from. So it's
that's
pretty cool.
Cool.
All right. I got a fight coming up in Southern California. Also, tomorrow, we got the movie beat because it is Friday morning. Mm-hmm. We have Frank Caliendo, very funny comedian in the studio. We have Penn Jillette on the show tomorrow morning talking about his new TV show. We have Julian McMahon on the show tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Talking about his new movie, Premonition.
It's funny, Lisa, I thought of you because the trailers for the new Sandra Bullock movie, Premonition, that they show on the TV, every one of them, Julian McMahon is in the shower. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but that seems to be how they're selling them.
I actually have noticed and freeze-framed.
What a surprise. Also, we're going to talk to a guy who's trying to screw up American Idol, and we're very happy to help with that idea. I love that. And we're going to do the grand prize drawing tomorrow morning for Nine Inch Nails in Norway.
Woo!
K-Rock's Ultimate Spring Break, where you get to go someplace where it's really damn cold for spring break.
That sounds like too much show. What time are we going to have to start tomorrow in order to fit all that in by 10 o'clock?
I think we just have to stay.
Right after Loveline, we come on.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sounds good. Kat Corbett is next with 40. Oh, by the way, before we go, again, how about Brandy Tellos down there with Electric Hair, Cal State Long Beach, second floor of the Student Union Building. Wow. Very accommodating, and I know that it was eating her up from haircut one. She was getting nervous about it. So the fact that she hung in there as long as she did until she was convinced that it was going to continue to go south is to her credit.
Sam does not work for her.
No.
Is the announcement.
No, he doesn't.
And we'll never step foot in that salon again.
That's correct.
I hope we didn't do too much damage to her otherwise reputable business. That's what I'm saying down there. Let me see. Killers coming up. Also, System of a Down. New one from 3 Days Grace, Ramones, AFI, Bush. So much more with Kat Corbett straight ahead right here on the world-famous K-Rock.